tells passengers that being prepared and not cluttering carry-ons will help, so will following the new rules, liquids in containers of 3 ounces or less in a single one-quart Ziploc bag. Peter King, CBS News at Orlando International Airport.
Toothbrush, change of clothes, passport. New Homeland Security regulations kick in January 23rd, requiring nearly all travelers, including Americans, entering the U.S. from Canada and certain other countries to show their passports. Right now, U.S. citizens are among those who can use other forms of identification. It's the next step in reshaping U.S.-Iraq policy. President Bush next week heads to Jordan for a meeting with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer reports.
The White House says President Bush and the Iraqi leader will discuss security and stability. Those two goals have been elusive, with Congress, an independent study group, and the administration itself considering new options in Iraq. The two leaders will review the situation. The administration has been pressuring Iraq to do more to quell the violence. National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley says the meeting in Jordan will be an opportunity to discuss the way forward. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
Well, October was an especially bloody month in Iraq. The UN says 3,709 civilians were killed. That's the highest monthly toll since the U.S. invasion. And in today's violence, a bomb blast in Baghdad has killed 7 Iraqi guards. How to beat back the resurgence of the Taliban in Afghanistan? The U.S. and Afghan military brass think they have the answer. We're live with CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
And their answer is more troops, Nick. Right now there are 30,000 NATO troops, including 12,000 from the U.S. in Afghanistan. What Washington wants is a greater contribution from other NATO countries. NATO's only met 85% of the troop goal so far, and Afghan forces have their own wish list. More body armor and other sophisticated equipment. Nick?
A knock on the door, gunfire, and a 92-year-old Atlanta woman is dead and 3 narcotics officers wounded. Police say they were justified in trying to serve a warrant at the home of Catherine Johnston. Her niece, Sarah Dozier, says the woman had every reason to start shooting.
Just 2 weeks ago, it was on the news, somebody kicked the dough in and yelled, arrest, Fulton County Sheriff's. It was a break-in.
And Dozier is furious.
My aunt has never seen a drill, not to mention take one. The lady lived a good, clean, wholesome life, and they go in there and shoot her down like a dog.
The Secret Service may be a crack outfit, but apparently even these highly trained agents couldn't prevent first daughter Barbara Bush from getting ripped off in Buenos Aires. Argentine news reports say she had her purse stolen while she and twin Jenna were visiting on Sunday. It's 4 past the hour.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. It's getaway day with a jam-packed day on tap at DIA. You can expect longer than normal security screening lines. 170,000 people will be passing through the airport. On the roads, a great forecast means we're expecting fabulous driving conditions and gas prices are down.
It costs less to travel to your destination this year, at least if you're driving.
Eric Escudero with AAA. On the rails, you can use the new Southeast Light Rail Line to get around town or to go to the 9 Mile Park and Ride at Parker and 225 and then hop on the DIA Skyride bus to get to the airport. In Colorado Springs, members of the New Life Church, once led by Ted Haggard, have selected a panel of 3 men and 3 women to help find a successor. The panel's top choice will preach for 3 weeks, then the congregation will vote. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Kathy. Well, we're already dealing with a couple of early morning problems. We had a hit-and-run crash involving a police officer southbound 25 at Spear. Obviously, this has created some major slowdowns through the downtown area. In fact, all the way back to I-70 due to the large police presence there off on the right-hand shoulder. So just be aware of it. We also have a brand-new rollover being reported westbound 6th Avenue at Sheridan. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts and American financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-913-5961. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-913-5961. For your free tape, call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-6601. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-6601. That's 1-800-771-6601.
Be right, I could be back, I could be white, I could be right, I could be wrong, I could be white, I could be black.
Good morning, 6:09, 9 minutes after 6 o'clock, AM 760 for Progressive Talk. And it's the last day of the week for many of us, and for a lot of you, it's time to get out to DIA and get where you're going for Thanksgiving, or perhaps maybe you're thinking about driving for Thanksgiving. Partly cloudy today, a high of 67, and then tonight decreasing clouds, a low of 37, and then tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny and a high of 64. So it looks like it's going to be a nice couple of days. And how many of you have to go back to work on Friday? I don't have to go back to work on Friday. Aaron Hart will be here. She'll be here tomorrow, and also she'll be here on Friday as well. So I've got 4 days off, which seems like an eternity, but goes by very, very quickly. So we ought to have a hell of a Monday next week when all of us drag ourselves in here after being off for 4 days. And I hope you're going to get some good righteous cooking done around your house. This is hopefully going to be my last Thanksgiving where I'll be able to eat as much as I want, because I go next week. Which, if I look at my calendar correctly, next week is the next Wednesday would be the 29th. And I go next week, the 29th, to go see the doctor who is hopefully going to do my gastric bypass surgery
see if I can get my weight off. So, Mary's cooking up. And Mary makes, like, the best turkey and the best stuffing and all that stuff. I mean, she's really good at it. So, we're having a few friends over. And we were online looking for gifts to buy. We've got this 10-year-old nephew, and I talk about him a lot on the air. His name is Eli, and we love him to death. Just love him to death. He's one of the brightest kids you'll ever meet. He lives in New Albany, Mississippi, and he's just a smart, real smart kid. And I always like to get him something special for Christmas and not something, you know, that other, well, I don't want to say that other kids have. It's not the, I just want to get him something that's not boring and unique. So we were looking around, and I came across this website called The Flying Lizard, which is a sports car racing group. They race Porsches. And I was looking in the Flying Lizard store, because you know how kids are when they're 10 years old. They're into that stuff, right? Well, I'm into that stuff as an adult. So I looked in the, and they had this slot car set you could buy. When was the last time you saw a slot car?
I used to play with them quite frequently, actually.
Yeah, when we were kids, we played with them, right? Yeah, absolutely. So I figured, you know, get in this age of video games and everything else, I'm going to get him something that's not like a video game, not like a Game Boy game or something, but I'm going to get him something different. So I got him the slot car thing, and it's made in, I believe, in England, and it has like two slot cars, two little Porsches, and they're all done up, and they look real cool, and they're electric. Well, Mary's watching this. Mary's watching me order this, and she says, you know, that looks fun. We should get a set for ourselves. So we're, like, really bad. So we have a set of slot cars. So we've been playing slot cars at home. So that's not going to do all Thanksgiving weekend is play slot cars. Anyway, he doesn't know this gift's coming, and I really hope he loves it. He's really a wonderful kid. He has faced some really adverse situations. And he just is the promise of the family, and he's the promise of the country, in my opinion. But don't all of you feel that way towards your kids? Don't you feel like that they're the promise of the country, that they're the promise of your family? You should feel that way anyway. And I know my parents never felt that way about me, and so it's good to feel that way about Eli, even though he's only my nephew. Okay, 303-713-7600. It's open phones here this morning because this would act as our Friday. And I don't know how many of you are going to get on the phones. I don't know how many of you are dispositioned to be on the phones or if I'm going to spend the majority of the morning here talking to myself because a lot of you have got stuff to do today and a lot of you are on your way out of town for holiday travel. And they say this is the busiest holiday time of the year. I have to tell you something. That Mary and I have always flown either before Thanksgiving, like before this Wednesday. We've always flown like on Tuesday or Monday, and I've always come back like a couple of days afterwards, so we've always missed the airport crowd. So I have no idea what it's like to be out of DIA right now. I have no idea what's going on out there. I don't have any clue, but if anything happens, we'll definitely bring it to you. Otherwise, whatever you want to get into, if you want to continue to talk about anything that we talked about yesterday, if you want to get into some new developments and some new stuff, you can do that too. Whatever's on your mind, the lines are wide open, 303-713-7600. You want to talk about airline security. And did you hear about one of Bush's daughters? Yeah, one of Bush's daughters got robbed in Argentina. And also in Honolulu, I guess it was, some member of the White House staff got beaten and robbed, too.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM. And try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-2117 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
And some dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
Your kids have better things to do than drugs, so get them involved in positive educational activities. Taking part in sports, music, and after-school programs will help keep kids active and drug-free. A message from Rangers Concrete in Commerce City, a community-minded business serving the area with integrity and pride. Rangers Concrete specializes in foundations, driveways, sidewalks, flooring, patios, and garage floors. Call Ruben and his professional staff today for a free estimate at 303-419-5976.
Your car looks disgusting.
Don't have the time. Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations. Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi. Drive into Finish Line today.
Over the freeway and through the lights on holiday errands we go. Nuvi knows the way to avoid traffic pileups. The Garmin Nuvi GPS with traffic alert options. Find it at Garmin.com, Best Buy, or Circuit City.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 619, 19 minutes after 6, partly cloudy today. High of 67. Good to hear Ed Schultz's voice there. Somebody sent me an email yesterday saying, boy, you know, you and Ed are just alike. Which I consider that to be a compliment. It's open phones here this morning on this Wednesday. Anything you want to talk about is fine. 303-713-7600. As you know, the institution of marriage is under attack in this country. We all know that, right? All you got to do is listen to James Dobson or any other of those folks on the authoritarian right. They're constantly ranting and raving about this. And as a matter of fact, they'll constantly rant and rave about it for years to come. All the way up into 08. As a matter of fact, how many times can I say a matter of fact in one sentence? Not as many times as I say you know. There's a little squabble going on between McCain and St. McCain and also Mitt Romney about who is more conservative and who cares more about these conservative cultural issues, since you know that the extreme right has to, in order to get the presidential nomination from them, you have to score big in the cultural social war clash issues. And Dobson, who, by the way, is going to be, I believe, on Larry King tonight, and I just say that because I saw it flash across the screen, not because I have any intentions of watching it. But they're constantly yelling and screaming about the threat to marriage and about how gay people, gays and lesbians, are a constant threat to marriage, and oh my God, we can't have this. But there's a new survey out. Out-of-wedlock births in the United States have climbed to an all-time high, accounting for nearly 4 in 10 babies a year, government health officials said yesterday. While out-of-wedlock births have long been associated with teen mothers, the birth rate among girls ages 10 to 17 dropped last year to the lowest level on record. Instead, births among unwed mothers rose dramatically among women in their 20s. Experts said overall a rise reflects the burgeoning number of people who are putting off marriage or living together instead of getting married. They said it also reflects the fact that having a child out of wedlock is more acceptable nowadays, is not necessarily the shame, the source of the shame that it once was. Okay, so people living together with kids, isn't that a threat to marriage? Wouldn't you deem that to be a threat to marriage? So therefore, why doesn't Mr. Dobson and all Tony Perkins and all the rest of these folks who go nuts over the institution of marriage and care so deeply about it, and that includes people like St. McCain John and Mitt Romney and the rest of them, why don't they come forward and say anything about this? Why aren't they concerned about this, about women deciding to have kids but not get married, and that they're having kids out of wedlock? That's a threat to the institution of marriage. After all, isn't marriage supposed to be? Now, you can call and correct me if I'm wrong about this. Which I frequently am, but call and correct me if I'm wrong about this. Isn't marriage looked at by the authoritarian Christian right? Isn't marriage looked at as being a reason to have children? Isn't propagation the big thing? And don't those who argue against gays and lesbians forming family units, don't they always say, oh, but it's the children? Don't they always bring that up? Or am I imagining that? They don't mind, it's the kids. Well, here you have the statistic, the 4 out of 10 U.S. births are out of wedlock. So these are young women who are not choosing to go have abortions. They're not choosing. They're choosing to have children, but they're also choosing not to get married. Or they may be living with their significant other, with their boyfriend. And how come there's nothing from the religious right on this topic? And why isn't Mr. Dobson screaming his head off about this? Because this could be looked at as a threat to marriage. And if you've never heard this show before, you can tell that I don't buy this whole thing about, when it comes to gays and lesbians, I don't buy this whole thing about a threat to marriage. I buy it as being the fact that these folks are fueled by hate, and the hate of somebody who is different than they are. And that extends to a large number of people. Not just gays and lesbians, but I think it also extends over to in some cases, Hispanics, / Latinos, or also Muslims, because if they don't look like us and they don't act like us, there's got to be something wrong with them. And then you've got the story out there this morning, which I had it yesterday, and we never got to it, but it was out. It was out yesterday morning, and it was all over the news last night about the Muslim imams who got kicked off the plane because they made some of the people nervous because they were praying. U.S. Airways said on Tuesday it is investigating the removal of 6 Muslim imams who were passengers on a Monday flight headed to Phoenix, Arizona. The clerics, who had been in Minnesota for a national imams conference, were guilty of nothing more than flying while Muslim, according to the National Muslim Advocacy Group. The alert was raised after the men performed their normal evening prayers in an airport terminal before boarding Flight 300. Now, think about this. If you had guys that were going to commit some act of terrorism, okay, do you think that they would signal, like, immediately who they were by praying or performing last rites or whatever? Would they do that? That doesn't seem to be very logical to me. And a passenger who saw them pray passed a note expressing concern to the flight attendant. U.S. Airways spokeswoman Andrea Rader told us, the U.S. press, the Associated Press, the passenger thought the imams, who were speaking in Arabic and English, had made anti-U.S. statements before boarding and had made similar statements while boarding, said a spokesman for the Department of Homeland Security. Once on board, the 6 split up into groups of 2 and did not sit in their assigned seats. Oh, see, that's what got them in trouble. They didn't sit in their assigned seats. Okay, how many of you on an airplane that's not full, how many of you want to cop to me right now at 6:26, 26 minutes after 6, how many of you want to admit to me that you haven't sat in your right seat, that you got up and you moved? I plead guilty. I've done it. I've gotten up and moved. How many of us have done this? So the question here is were these guys discriminated against? Yes, of course. And since when is it illegal to go to the airport and practice noon prayers? What's wrong with that? And suddenly we're like freaked out? I mean, Muslims, just like brown people, they're the enemy. This would clearly be racial profiling or religious profiling. Now, U.S. Airways says that it doesn't like this, that it doesn't condone discrimination like this, and that it's going to check it out. And it's going to conduct its own investigation. Meanwhile, Muslims across the country are upset. The three had to board planes later, different airlines, and flew where they were going. Now, let me ask you something. If you saw six Muslims and they were praying at the terminal, would you get nervous over that? Would that bother you? Or would you just go, hey, fine. We don't have enough religion in America. Here's Tom on a cell phone. Tom, you're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hi.
Jay.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? It's Tom.
Good. I'm great. What's up?
I must have missed a part of what you were just talking about, but I when I get on an airplane, I really hate to have to ask somebody to get out of my seat. And there have been times that I've been on an airplane that's been virtually empty, and I wanted to, you know, change seats because I was sitting next to somebody and I wanted some room or something. But I usually wait until the door is closed and then check with a flight attendant to make sure it's okay. And one of the things I've seen time and time again, in fact, just recently I got on an airplane and the lady in front of me was trying to sit down and there was a guy in her seat. And when she asked him to move, he said, well, can't you just sit somewhere else?
Well, I think that under those circumstances, though, I think since you paid for the ticket or she paid for the ticket, she's got every right to go to the flight attendant and say to the guy, okay, look, you know, she paid for the ticket. You're sitting in her seat. You got to move. But in general, all of us have gotten on airplanes, particularly when they're not full and no one really cares. And we've changed seats, and we've even changed seats when it is full, when we've said to somebody next to us, hey, my wife's sitting over there. Do you mind if I swap the seat? So that's point one. And then point two, why did the passenger, whoever the passenger was, get paranoid because these guys were praying at noontime in the airport? Well, what's wrong with that? How is that a threat to anybody?
Well, you're absolutely right there. You know, people have a right. My mother was saying last night, what if she got on an airplane or sat in the terminal and she got on her knees and started praying in Latin and saying, you know, her rosary or something like that?
Well, I would say that's fine. I'd say either that or take a Xanax.
Well, yeah.
you know, different strokes for different folks, man.
That's true. The same thing. What about the lady, though, that was breastfeeding on the airplane? What are your opinions about that?
Wouldn't bother me. I don't care. Does breastfeeding bother you?
No, I love it. But
you know what? Listen, you and I are laughing about this, but there are people who think that breastfeeding on airplanes is wrong.
Well, I think part of that comes from our puritanical background where we're afraid to see a woman's breast or to acknowledge the fact that women have breasts. They have to be covered up.
Yeah.
And, you know, when a woman breastfeeds, now the other question is, why didn't the woman, I know she was making a point that she has every right to breastfeed, but the simple act of taking a little baby blanket and covering the baby's head so that if someone was offended by it or uncomfortable by it, that they didn't have to, you know, watch. Of course, the other side of that is, why didn't they look away?
Well, I'm always marveled by that. I'm marveled by people who complain about breastfeeding in public and then they can't seem to get their eyes off it.
Right.
What is alluring or what causes you to stare at a baby being breastfed?
You know, I think that it goes back to men in general or people have a tendency to find those things that we hide to be the things that we call taboo. They become a bigger issue than they are. It's like in a country where a woman is completely covered up. If you see her ankle, it becomes a big deal. My brother was a missionary in Africa, and he's, you know, in the parts of Central Congo and stuff like Central African Republic and places like that, women were always topless. What was big there was if a woman showed her leg, because the women wore long skirts, but no tops. And they would breastfeed the kids. I mean, they could have a kid on their back. And my sister-in-law talked about, you know, a woman just breastfeeding the kid over her shoulder. And it wasn't a big deal. But the women that showed any part of their leg were considered basically floozies, because in the big cities, that's what the prostitutes did. They would show off their leg. And the whole topless thing wasn't an issue. And I think that in America especially, but practically anywhere in the world, when you hide some part of your body and you make it, you assign it a higher level of importance than other parts of the body, and people get uncomfortable about seeing those parts. It, you know, it goes to that idea of, if everyone lived in a nudist colony, we wouldn't care anything about any part of the body.
Well, we've talked about that on the air here before. I mean, like the Loveland statue. I mean, people who are just crazed over nudity. You know, the thing is, if people would just relax, things would be a heck of a lot better. And if six Muslim men want to pray on an airplane, it doesn't necessarily mean they're terrorists. If a woman wants to breastfeed her child, she's not a pornographer, these people ought to back down and just relax. Tom, have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, we'll see you later. Four lines open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones, anything you want to talk about. And now we got a whole bunch of stuff thrown in here into the mix. Gina, do you find women breastfeeding on planes to be uncomfortable?
No, I'm not uncomfortable with that, but I think the other situation with the Imams, I think that
would have freaked you out?
I don't know that it would freak me out, but I can understand why people would be concerned based on what happened on 9/11.
Yeah, but that's to buy the idea, though, that everybody in the Muslim faith and everybody who's Muslim is a terrorist, and they're not. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, I know that, but I can still understand why people would feel concerned about that, based on what we know about what happened on 9/11, with the terrorists praying before they, you know, hijacked these aircraft.
Yeah, but they didn't do it in an airport. They didn't give themselves away. They didn't get down on their, you know, knees and face Mecca in the middle of an airport.
Well, that's true.
I mean, they weren't doing it that way. And the idea that you know, that because they did do this, I mean, it doesn't. It's religious stereotyping. It's like, oh, you're Muslim. You must be a terrorist. You must have personal contact with Osama bin Laden. No, I'm just a person who believes in the Quran. And the Quran says that I got to pray to Mecca five times a day.
Yeah,
and it doesn't say where I got to be. It says I just got to do it.
Yeah, I don't think it's all that. I think people are just paranoid. I don't think it's necessarily prejudice, but.
Well, that's what I want to do. I want to live in a country just rot with fear.
Yes.
So that everybody gets checked out about everything. Right?
Right.
But then, as Karl Rove would say, I just don't have the post 9/11 mentality, do I? I'm stuck in the pre 9/11 world. Aren't I?
Bush's brain.
Hopelessly so. All right. People have got to be traveling to DIA, but I'm going to make a bet, and I could be wrong about this. I bet you traffic this morning at 6:35, 35 minutes past the hour, I bet you it's light.
You know, I really expected it to be, but we've had two early morning problems that have really created some big slowdowns for us. We had an officer-involved crash right near Spear southbound I-25, so we've had backups there. It's finally starting to shake loose a bit. We also had a rollover wreck westbound 6th Avenue at Sheridan, so that's the biggest problem. If you're headed into Lakewood, we've got backups behind that. Obviously, eastbound lanes are sluggish as well because folks are slowing down.
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
What's our next move? When will we see results? Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Statistics say that 4 out of 10 high school students will drop out of high school. But sometimes the difference between dropping out and finishing is a boost.
I sort of got messed up into gangs, and this one girl named Mom Maria, she just told me to get my things straight. And ever since then, she's been there for me.
10 real-life at-risk students are filming their year, so you can see what it's really like trying to get through high school. Go to boostup.org to see their stories and give someone you know a boost so they can finish. High school is hard. Graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Oh, so it's my turn. So what am I doing? I'm sitting here like fooling around, not paying attention, because we're all in the holiday mood, right? Yeah, sure, Jay. Ratchet it up. Okay, hey, listen, it's 6:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and you hear me talk about Rocky's Autos all the time, and that's because they're just one of the best things that's ever happened to myself and also to my family. I mean, we've gotten such great deals out there and sent so many people out there to Rocky's. They have over 600 vehicles, over 650 late model clean used vehicles, just everything you can possibly think of out there, and you name it, and they got it in Saabs and Volkswagens, and just they've got it all. I mean, you got to go out there and you got to see it yourself. And every vehicle on Rocky's lot has been winterized. You can drive away knowing that you're in top condition for another Colorado winter. Also, it's a great time to shop for a new all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, or four-wheel drive vehicle to help you get through the winter driving conditions. And as always, with Rockies, there are convenient ways to shop and finance. You can check them out online at RockiesAutos.com and pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve or Jason. They handle that. And also look at the inventory, too, as well. And you can see it all at RockiesAutos.com. Then the other thing is, about Rocky's Autos, they got the matching down incentive up to $1,500. So you put down $15, they'll put down $15, and then what ends up happening is you've got $3,000 towards your next automobile. These guys are very, very passionate about the cars. The men and women, they're very passionate about the cars they sell. Get out there and see my friends, the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv, Spanky, Gerard Bernard, any of the gang working at Rocky's. And don't forget the Extreme Monster Truck Nationals. Sponsored by Rocky's Autos, is coming up December 1st through 3rd at the National Western Event Center. Tickets are available at King Supers and TicketsWest.com. Kids tickets are only $10. Or get out there to Rocky's and see what's going on in person. That's Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-600-1622. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-600-1622. 1-800-600-1622. That's 1-800-600-1622.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I love this song. Werewolves of London, man. That lawyer's guns and money. How can you lose? 6:40, 20 minutes away from 7 o'clock in the morning. Jay Marvin with you. It's wide open phones. Anything you want to talk about is available here at 303-713-7600. Well, I've worked at talk stations, too, where you know what they've done? They get on the air on the day before Thanksgiving, and they exchange Thanksgiving recipes. I swear to you. I swear to you, it's true. When I worked at WTMJ in Milwaukee, I mean, the guy was on before me, Gordon, and I can't think of his last name. And really a nice guy, but it's like that was what his 2 hours was about. on Thanksgiving. Well, you know, I talking about stuffing and all that stuff. Parts of it could be really entertaining. Let's go to John in Longmont. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, man. How are you?
Good. On this topic of the imams praying in the airport, I think in many ways we're all trying to ignore the 800-pound gorilla in the corner of the room. The thing that makes me uncomfortable, and I admit I am uncomfortable with the Islamic faith, and it is the same uncomfort that I have with people like Dr. Dobson who want theocracy. My understanding of Islam, the way they have it, is everything is based on Islamic law and the Islamic state. And whenever you have theocracy as the basis of a religion, then and they're successful at making it into a theocratic state, then oppression follows. And I'd like to see a real good discussion about that and have Muslims on who are following Islamic law and how they approach that.
Well, I've had them on before to discuss it and to talk about it. But one of the things about living in the United States of America and living under the First Amendment to the Constitution and then just the idea of intellectual freedom is that you can have people running around the country who can advocate and or believe in a lot of different belief systems, and ideally there should be room for everybody. It's when you take it a step further and you walk over the line and you seek to engage in overthrow or violence, that's when there are laws, rules, and regulations that control your behavior. But we have people, I mean, don't forget, I don't know how old you are, but if you went through the Cold War, okay, I mean, we had people in this country who believed that communism was right. They believed that Marxist-Leninism was absolutely the correct way to conduct themselves. Now, we didn't live up to the honor and the idea that in a quote-unquote intellectually free society that there are people who could be allowed to believe those things, and then in the end, the free marketplace of ideas would defeat those ideas. We put them in the same position that we put a lot of Islam in now, within these borders, that they're a threat to our internal security, and that they're agents of the Soviet Union, and that they have to be dealt with. And so what ended up happening was we took a lot of people's lives who had never done anything wrong, and in some cases, some of them, all they ever did was just go to like one or two meetings, and we ruined their lives. I mean, we blacklisted them, we fixed it so that they couldn't work, and probably the biggest story on that is what went on in Hollywood. And we now know, looking back on that, with the exception of the very, very hardcore right wing, people like Ann Coulter and others who have seeked to rehabilitate Mr. McCarthy, Joseph McCarthy, we now realize that that's not the way to conduct ourselves. So there's a big difference between going into an airport and praying at noon, which is what the Quran calls for. There's a big difference between that and running around saying, okay, this is a godless country, screw it, and we should take action against you.
I don't disagree with you there, but what the problems that people see in the Middle East and in Asia now, where when you look at the rise of Islam and the takeover of states, and where you have declaration of Islamic states and Islamic law, and then people are then forced to conform to Islamic law once the Islamic people get the majority in states, it's not a good record. And the people in the United States who follow...
This Friday, Radio Shack has great wireless deals from 6 a.m. to noon. Great deals like a Motorola Go phone from Singular with no contracts, no credit check, and no deposit. Absolutely free after $20 Radio Shack mail-in rebate. Or a Motorola Bluetooth headset for only $9.99 after $20 Radio Shack mail-in rebate. And there are even more savings on tons of other great gifts this Friday. Only at Radio Shack.
your neighborhood wireless store. Offers good in store 11/24/06 through noon. Limit 3 phones per customer, no dealers, quantities limited.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
Islam became the majority in this country, would the people vote to impose Islamic law? And they said yes. Because that is their religion.
You don't think, yeah, but it doesn't make any difference because it's not going to get to that point because they can't. You can't overturn the Constitution of the United States, and there are Christians in this country, and Christians comprise 85.5% of the populace, and there are a segment of Christianity that believes in absolutely the same thing, but they're not going to get their way either because there are two things going. There's a Constitution of the United States, and there's enough of us out here who would fight to the very last tooth and nail to preserve that. But because you have a fear of something doesn't mean that you then turn around and start cracking down on people based on fear.
But be careful
about what you wish for.
I understand. And I'll tell you, I am just as uncomfortable with the rise of the Christian fundamentalism and their call for the official state religion to be their brand of Christianity and imposing a overly zealous form of law as a Christian law here. And as they started to get their influence within the Bush administration, I became extremely fearful of what was happening in this country from the religious right taking over and being zealous. And whenever you take a religion and you say, now our laws should be based on our religion, you get oppression.
Okay, but you know what? Your concerns are valid, but it's what you do about it that counts. And what you do about it that counts is as long as they stay within the rules and regulations and as long as they observe the Bill of Rights, then they have every right to practice their religion if they step
Absolutely.
Over that.
I'm not
advocating anything. And the same thing goes for people who believe in Islam.
Right.
And I'll tell you something. You know what you want to say? And as a last thing here before I go get some do some business. You know one of the reasons why Islam is rising at a rapid rate in third world countries? Because of poverty. Because
right.
of suffering. Because Marxist-Leninism, which used to offer them that hope for a better tomorrow, has been discredited, and now they have no other place to turn. So instead of thinking about bombing a country back into the Stone Age, maybe we ought to sit down and have a discussion about how to put people to work and eradicate some of that poverty to take some of the strain off the situation. John, have
right.
a good Thanksgiving, man.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you. It's 6:49. It's 49 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones with Jay Marvin. Anything you want. 303-713-7600. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, if you're heading into Lakewood, still going to notice some rolling backups near Lowell. The culprit, a rollover wreck in the cleanup near Sheridan, did have your fast lane blocked, so continue to expect this to take a little bit to shake loose. Not much better eastbound out of Lakewood, busy already, headed up to I-25. Southbound I-25 should be back to normal conditions for the most part from I-70 to Spear from that early morning crash in which a police officer car was hit. Weather today, partly cloudy, mild and breezy, high of 68. Right now, mostly cloudy and 37. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learnt your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know. that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-500-0604 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. And the Rosetta Stone program offers 28 different languages. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-500-0604. That's 1-800-500-0604.
Declare war on the credit card companies. They've abused you long enough, and now it's time to fight back. If you have credit card debt, join the revolution. Call now and arm yourself with the top 10 secrets you need to fight back. We're Debt Set, and we're leading the charge against the unethical tactics of the credit card companies. Their plan is to have us paying high interest for the rest of our lives. Call it crooked, call it a scam. But before you pay them another dime, call Debt Set now to learn how you can stop giving them your hard-earned money month after month. If you're in debt, you're not alone. There's an army of us, and we're taking back our financial futures. Call Debt Set now for your free copy of the top 10 secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. Call 1-800-600-8128. That number again is 1-800-600-8128. 1-800-600-8128.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 652, 52 minutes after 6. High today is 67, and then the high tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, 64. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you on a day for you to get away or stay home or whatever you have planned. But it's open phones here today. I won't be here tomorrow. I'll be off on Thanksgiving and also be off on Friday. Aaron Hart will be sitting in. So I figured we'd do open phones here this morning. 303-713-7600. And we were talking about these Muslims, these imams who were ejected off a flight in Minneapolis because they were praying before the flight and some passenger got nervous, which is just beyond me. There are members of Islam, we know this, who are very radical, who would like to do nothing but destroy the United States of America. We know that. That's apparent. There are members of Islam, there are Muslims all over the country that are, all over the world, that are unhappy with this country because of our foreign policy. We know that. Of course, there's many other people all over the world that are unhappy with our foreign policy. And there are many people inside this country that are unhappy with it. But what's disturbed me most over the last 2 to 3 days, actually over the last 4 days, maybe because these stories are popping up all the time, or maybe because this has been going on and I'm starting now to concentrate more on it than I have, or maybe I have been concentrating on it and I'm just getting so old now I can't get it clear in my memory anymore. But the idea that we've shifted enemies and that the idea that if you are a Muslim or that if you're Islamic, that you're somehow an enemy of the country, or that same thing with if you're a Latino. If you have a Latino last name or a Hispanic last name, whichever phrase you want to use, that suddenly you're suspected of being an illegal, that we have all of this stuff going on, and it would seem to me that we just don't learn lessons from the past. I mean, we didn't learn any lesson apparently from Vietnam. Even though we lost, 48,000, 50,000 people there, kids, many of them died. Because, look, we're stuck in Iraq now again. Okay? We're in Iraq again with a no-good options plan. So we've got that going on. Then we end the Cold War. And the end result of the ending of the Cold War is now we have another challenge that meets us called Al-Qaeda and radical Islam. And how is that any different than communism? Well, it's different in the fact that these are non-state actors that are involved in these things rather than state actors. But the fact is we are under threat. But do we then go crazy? Do we then go nuts? Do we then immediately have to place sections of our citizenry under watch because they have different customs and rituals than we do, or simply because of their last names, and then we make them out to be enemies? I mean, I don't know how many of you lived through the Cold War. Think about this. Maybe we take this for granted and don't think about it very much, but think about this idea. We got up every single morning. We went to school. We got up every single day. We led our lives. We knew there were nuclear weapons pointed at us. There were nuclear weapons pointed out of the Soviet Union. And we had nuclear weapons pointed at them. We went through the Cuban Missile Crisis. Many of us were very young. A lot of you probably weren't born when that went on. But do you remember how close we came to nuclear war then? Yet somehow we made it through. Somehow we got through all of that. And did we make mistakes? We made big mistakes. Did we violate people's constitutional rights? We most certainly did. Did we not act at times in our own best self-interests? Most certainly did. Now, you'd think that having gone through that, the majority of this country would turn around, at least us baby boomers would turn around, and we would say, wait a minute, we did this already. This is a rehearsal. We've been through this history before. We've seen all of this go on. What in the world are we doing here? Let's not all lose our heads. Let's not all go crazy. And because six guys show up at an airport in Minneapolis and they're down on their knees praying on a prayer cloth because it's noon, suddenly a passenger gets nervous and they start getting hassled. We're better than that. Or David Schultheis hears about an auto accident in Greeley, and the first thing he wants to know, are the people that are in it, are they legal? Because they have a Hispanic last name, and if they'd had a last name like Jones or Smith or something like that, he wouldn't have asked that question. I mean, I just think we're so much, I think we're capable of so much better, and I don't understand why we don't demand the best of ourselves, not the worst of ourselves. All right, we'll continue with more open phones here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and I hope you're getting ready to have a good Thanksgiving, and it's nice to have you along.
Take it!
Gets to be the most important person in a business, and in this business, that's Jan.
Jeez, I'm just an account manager.
You keep your big accounts happy.
Yeah?
Then you're the most important person in the business.
Fine.
That means she's got to be ready. And she is, with a platform built on Microsoft software.
Well, when I'm working with clients, I can get answers for them immediately from production, distribution, billing, anywhere.
It's an all-access pass.
It does keep my clients happy. We've got one of the highest retention rates in our industry.
Spoken like the most important person in the business, which you are. Until...
Until what?
Until a client calls Nancy, making Nancy the most important person in the business. Nancy, where are you going?
With the right software, all your people can be the most important person in the business. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
He is heading to Pennsylvania for some homemade pumpkin pie, and he's got lots of company. AAA says 38 million of us will travel this holiday weekend, 5 million by plane. WWL's Chris Miller's watching people in New Orleans.
Holiday travelers seem to arrive by the dozens here at Armstrong International Airport. Where are they all headed?
My mother's going up to Nashville. My sisters are up there.
California.
I'm traveling to visit my parents up in Kentucky.
To San Francisco.
Oklahoma City.
Chicago.
Annapolis, Maryland.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Airport officials say last Sunday and today is their busiest day for departures. Sunday is when they all come home. Chris Miller for CBS News at Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport.
The Dallas-Fort Worth at KRLD's BJ Austin.
200,000 travelers are expected at DFW Airport today, 2.2 million over the Thanksgiving holiday.
At the airport, you might hear a reminder about carry-on restrictions.
311, 3 ounce containers and a 1 quart bag, one per passenger.
There was a guy at the security with a whole bunch of plastic bags, handing them out to people who didn't have them. And I was thinking it would be a really good racket to sit at the airport with a box of Ziploc bags, selling them for a quarter apiece or something.
Judy Gitt waiting for a flight at Minneapolis-St. Paul. Driving, foul weather could make it slow going across parts of the Pacific Northwest and from the Carolinas on north to the New York area. A chemical plant is going up in smoke 20 miles north of Boston. On the scene in Danvers, Massachusetts, WBZ's Carl Stevens tells us the fire began with a thundering explosion.
There's no word on the cause of this explosion at this chemical manufacturing facility. There's no history of problems at this facility. I can tell you that the explosion was felt as far away as New Hampshire, 40 miles away.
Some neighbors who were blown out of bed ran into the street in their nightclothes. At least 10 people were hurt. In Atlanta, a 92-year-old woman was shot dead when she allegedly opened fire on narcotics police who forced their way into her home to serve a warrant. Three officers were wounded. With no end in sight to the violence in Iraq, President Bush will go to Jordan a week from today to meet with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki.
I'm Peter Mayer in Washington. The White House says the surprise meeting will be an opportunity to discuss the way forward in Iraq. It's an issue already being debated within the administration and in Congress. An independent commission is studying it. National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley says the president and the Iraqi leader will discuss work on common objectives in what's described as an expeditious way.
Well, Education Secretary Margaret Spellings did what a lot of students do before a big test. She crammed for her appearance last night on Jeopardy. Did it work? Well, Spellings finished second. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 2 points. This is CBS News.
So what do your Discover business card purchase checks do down here in your desk drawer? Basically, show up your other checks. Your checking account checks don't earn rewards, but when you pay vendors with fee-free purchase checks, you earn cashback bonus on business purchases. Plus, you get the same payment grace period as your card. Maybe your purchase checks deserve a drawer of their own.
It's time to take control with the new Discover business card. Visit discoverbiz.com/control or call 1-888-221-4BIZ to learn more.
Why should buying a used car be any different than buying a new car? Shouldn't you be able to go to a dealer and feel completely confident about your purchase? Well, if it's a Honda certified used car, you can. They're well-maintained late model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection and then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. They'll even provide you with a Carfax vehicle history report. See? Confidence restored. Honda certified used cars. They're the next best thing to new.
See dealer for limited warranty details.
It hasn't gotten that much attention, but there's a worldwide helium shortage. But it won't affect the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The organizers stocked up ahead of time.
Scooby-Doo is back, as is SpongeBob and Big Bird. Pikachu is here, and Snoopy returns in his sixth incarnation. Macy's Parade Studio Director John Piper says all the balloons come to life tonight.
We're inflating usually six balloons at the same time, because we've got six teams all working simultaneously from four jumbo tube trailers of helium pumping through 16 hoses.
Nets are then thrown over the balloons, and they're held down by 50 tons of sandbags. Peter Haskell, CBS News, New York.
Now, the helium used for the Macy's Parade is refined in Kansas, liquefied, and shipped in tanks by truck to Middlesex, New Jersey. It's converted back to a gas again, put in tube trailers that can carry compressed gas at high pressure, and delivered to Macy's in time for the parade day. Frank Setapani, CBS News.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. Time to go. Thousands of us will be hitting the highway or heading to the airport today. DIA is expecting 170,000 people today, and you'll need to plan your DIA parking strategy.
Pikes Peak shuttle lot is closed, and that traffic is being diverted to Mount Elbert shuttle lot.
The Mount Albert lot requires you to prepay, but it's still $5 a day. A new study by the Education Trust says CU at Boulder is close to flunking a diversity test. The study finds the student bodies at the country's flagship public universities are getting whiter and richer, and CU is no exception. A senior researcher at the Washington-based nonprofit group Education Trust calls that trend disturbing. It's a deal today for opening day at Steamboat Springs. Just $15 for lift tickets. The money goes to the Resorts Winter Sports Club Scholarship Fund. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Are you stuck in traffic to Broomfield and Boulder? Did you know you can save time by taking the Northwest Parkway to the...
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
At Sam's Club's Day After Thanksgiving event, you'll find everything from cashmere blazers and Burberry fragrance to diamond stud earrings and HD TVs, all at Sam's Club's brilliant low prices.
Yeah, we don't really say brilliant here.
But what about lovely? Lovely low prices?
No, that sounds very British.
But I am British.
And we're not.
Oh, that's rubbish.
Visit Sam's Club, Friday, November 24th. Doors open at 5 a.m. Complimentary breakfast included. Join today to avoid the 10% service fee that applies to non-member purchases.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Minutes after 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. And it's, what is this, the day before Thanksgiving. And I'm off tomorrow for Thanksgiving. And Aaron Hart will be here. Hello to Tommy the Commie, Detective Tommy the Commie, who says that two old friends of mine, he sent me a message from Chicago, two old friends of mine that I worked with are getting married. Well, they were married last weekend. Thanks, Tommy, there for the information. All right, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about? 303-713-7600. We were talking about the Muslims on the plane. You want to get into Iraq? You want to get into anything else? High today should be 67, partly cloudy, and it's really going to be a nice couple of days here today. And the clouds in the sky, at least from my vantage point right now, almost look like something out of a Salvador Dali painting. Anyway, I got tons of open lines here at 303-713-7600. I know most of us, our everyday patterns are broken up, except for those of us who work here. The rest of you all have other things to do, but if you want to drop in, if you want to call, if you have something on your mind you want to raise with me, now's the time to do it. Let's go to Peter in Boulder. Peter, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Pete.
Hey, you know, you were talking about the Muslims that got thrown off the plane, and It just made me think about a little bit more distant history. In World War II, we rounded up all the Japanese people in the United States and put them in camps.
Yep, the Nisei Japanese.
Yeah, and I don't think any of us are too proud of that. And I think freedom isn't cheap, but it's more than just going to war to defend our freedom. I think we need to also remember that part of freedom is being tolerant of your neighbor.
I agree 100%. I'll tell you, the two things that really bother me, well, there's a lot that bothers me, but the two things that really get me is, number one, I'm so sick and tired. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of living in paranoia. I realize there are people out there who want to hurt us. I think you realize it, too. But I'm not willing to rearrange the deck chairs on the ship in order to eliminate civil liberties, hard-won, hard-fought civil liberties, in order to protect against that. We should be able to do a good job without having to rearrange those chairs. So I'm tired of people being paranoia, and I'm also tired of the lack of optimism on the part of people.
I think that's very well said.
I mean, are we a great country? I think we all agree we are. Are we filled? Is it a country filled with smart people? I think we agree that it is. So, if we take away all this paranoia and we take away all of this crazy making, and start to confront the problems that face us in a rational manner, and start to look at things and figure out how to fix them, realizing that not everybody's going to get 100% of what they want, but at least you can get something going, then why don't we just do it instead of sitting around and being nuts?
And worrying. Yeah, you're right. Life is risky. And we just got to be more tolerant. I love what you're saying, Jay. So
yeah, you know, see, I'm with you. I am exactly with you. You know what it is? More tolerant. Understand that if you see six Muslim men in an airport and they're praying, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that they are going to cause trouble. Stop and think for a second and try to figure out what's going on instead of getting crazy over it. Because you know what? You wouldn't call the authorities, would you? Now, you wouldn't call the authorities if you saw 10 Jehovah's Witnesses sitting there praying together in the food court at the airport, would you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a simple case, and I don't know the particulars. Maybe these guys were terrorists, but from what we know, they were just people doing their thing, and we gotta let people do their thing.
Yeah, well, they ended up getting on another plane like 6 hours later and flying to their destination. Peter, have a great Thanksgiving, man.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, see ya. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to AJ in Firestone. AJ, hi, you're on.
Hey, how's it going, Jay?
Hey, AJ.
I was listening yesterday. I heard you got a little upset about everybody wanting not to talk about something different. So I was calling. Do you hear that story this morning about the high school hazing?
No, I didn't. Where did you see that?
I was on Channel 9 News. It was Kennedy High School. Basically, I don't know if you played football in high school.
No, I didn't. But you did?
Yeah, and at the end of every senior year, they had a thing called Senior Hit Day.
Right.
And basically, it was a senior picked a underclassman that was either his buddy or someone he hung out with, and got a free shot at him. Nothing major, but I'm just wondering if them saying that it's bad is going a little too far. I mean, it's not like they put him in a pile of feces or anything like that. It's just a fun-hearted thing they do, and I just want to know what your opinion on something like that would be if you had one.
I think hazing's okay as long as it doesn't get injurious to the people who are involved in it, and as long as it doesn't go to too much of a crazy a crazy extreme. I mean, I remember when I went to high school. They had a day. I wish I could think of the name of the day that they had. But they had a day where, because my school is called the Foothill Knights, everybody dressed up, or parts of the population dressed up as quote unquote, knights, right?
Yeah.
And there was, there was games and competitiveness and fooling around, and I don't think it's a bad thing. I just think if you get cruel and vicious with it, then it can turn awful.
See, that's my point with this, is that to be picked for Senior Hit Day is usually an honor. You're like, hey, that senior likes me. he's going to pick me for Senior Hit Day.
So if you get picked for Senior Hit Day, what happens? They just come by and slug you? What goes down?
Well, how we used to do it, used to hold a bag, the blocking bags.
Right.
You used to hold one of those in front of you, and the senior would get like a 5-yard start, and he'd hit you, and you'd fall on a bunch of other bags. Well, on the story they're doing here, how they did it was the underclassman would stand in one spot, and the senior would stand right in front of him, and he'd tackle him. The way they were describing it was like anything that's demeaning to you and this, that, and the other, And I didn't see any. I don't see anything demeaning about that. It's like a tradition. It's like, you know, hey, it's seniors.
Well,
last
as long as nobody gets injured out of it, which people can get injured in any kind of competitive situation,
exactly.
With sports. But as long as nobody gets injured out of it, and you willingly submit to it and say, okay, I'll go ahead and do it, instead of, you know, just having somebody like victimize you, then I don't understand what the beef is here. I don't get why they're so upset.
That's what I was getting. I mean, I was trying to think of what could possibly be the motivation behind, you know, trying to stop them from doing this, you know.
Yeah, I don't understand. So in the point of the story is what? That they're doing this and that there are some parents or there's some kids at the school who feel that it's wrong?
A father had videotaped it 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And his son, no one was hurt. The story that I heard about was all that happened was a father had videotaped it and is complaining to the school saying that that's hazing. And that hazing isn't allowed.
Then if the father videotaped it, and if no kids are getting hurt, and the father doesn't like it, then why doesn't the father just keep his son out of it?
Exactly.
What's the problem there?
Exactly. I don't know. It's just I just think people are getting happy for attention or just want to get their name in the TV. You know, I don't know.
I don't know. I can't figure that out either. Now, I'm sure that the guy who videotaped this, I'm sure he's got his side of the story, and I would love to hear what it is.
Yeah, I saw it this morning, and I was waiting for possibly an injury or, you know, something like that. But the only thing I saw was two guys standing right next to each other, one guy in a three-point stand, the other guy standing there, and the other guy tackling him. And the kid goes, well, you could get hurt, and it's demeaning.
Yeah, but you can get hurt playing. but you can get hurt playing football. And you know something? It's only demeaning, I think, in that situation. It's only as demeaning as you allow it to be. AJ, thank you, man.
Hey, not a problem, Jay. You have a good one, buddy.
Okay, talk to you.
Yeah,
all right. Anybody got any thoughts on this? 303-713-7600. Am I way off a base on this deal here? But I remember when I went to high school, they had all these things. I mean, we had these things that went on. And you know what? I never fit in. So I would never participate in any of this stuff. And I would always walk away, which didn't make me the most popular kid. But I wasn't trying to be the most popular kid. But it sounds to me, and I didn't see the report here, but it sounds to me like they're making something out of nothing. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Open phones here.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Mike, so far, though, no problems for you getting out to DIA if you are flying out for the holiday. Just keep in mind, parking lots are filling up fast, so plan accordingly. Weather today, partly cloudy, mild and breezy, looking for a high of 68. Right now, partly cloudy and 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
South Shore has made a huge splash. Visit them waterside and discover 14 stunning model homes by John Lang Homes and Village Homes. Exit E470 at Smoky Hill Road East. Make a left on Arapahoe and follow the signs to South Shore to see what's creating the huge splash.
The professionals at Eco Truck Wash remind everyone that America's greatest natural resource is her youth. Know the dangers of drug abuse and inform your kids early. If you or someone you know needs help, call 1-800-662-HELP. This message is courtesy of Eco Truck Wash in Denver. For professional and quality service and all your commercial truck washing needs, call 303-292-4677 and put their years of experience to work for you. Eco Truck Wash is on the air reminding you it should never hurt to be a child.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy, but what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost a half a million dollars worth of business.
up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world could afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-600-6591. That's 1-800-600-6591. 1-800-600-6591.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit, call 1-800-366-1508. That's 1-800-366-1508. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-366-1508.
The Al Franken Show. Next time on The Al Franken Show, a special pre-Thanksgiving Best Of episode featuring retired Colonel T.X. Hammes, Juliet Eilperin from The Washington Post, Paul Krugman from The New York Times, resident ethicist Melanie Sloan, Al Franken Show Hollywood correspondent Lawrence O'Donnell, who will teach us how to kill, clean, marinate, truss, stuff, baste, and roast a turkey. All on the next Franken.
Al Franken, this morning at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Progressive Talk.
All right, how about some Doors? New Doors box set. I think it's like six CDs. Maybe a DVD due out this week. AM 760, Progressive Talk, 722, 22 minutes after 7. High today, 67 under partly cloudy skies. The United Nations says Wednesday, 3,709. Iraqi civilians were killed in October. That's the highest monthly toll since the U.S. invasion. Nice. Okay, happy Thanksgiving to them. Let's get back on the phones. Here's Rodney, who is a coach at Chapel Hill High School. Rodney, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. I'm a coach at Chapel Hill High School in Parker.
Okay.
And I happened to watch that news program last night, and I was pretty stunned that a coach would even do that after all the stuff that goes on and all the pranks that get teachers in trouble. Okay, the kid has to stand straight up. Hands to his side, straight up now. He doesn't get in an athletic position at all. Straight up, chin to the chest, hands to the side. The senior or the upperclassman gets to pick whoever he wants. He gets to get in a three-point stance and on the floor. He gets to attack that kid, lift him up in a double-leg position, and the ones that I saw on the film, they slammed him to the ground, back first, head hitting the ground. It's totally out of line. It's wrong. Hazing is wrong. I've fought it for 25 years. I'm a coach of 25 years. Hazing alienates kids. Usually it's the underclassmen that get picked on. It's totally out of line and wrong. And they're lucky that no one got hurt because that's a major lawsuit waiting to happen.
Why would, if it's so wrong, why would those kids go along with it?
I have no idea. Maybe they're indoctrinated and they're just trying to fit in. But
I mean, I remember that stuff going on when I was in high school. And I walked away from it. I'm not saying everybody's like me, but it seems to me that if you don't want to get involved in that kind of a situation and you know what it's about, you would just decline and say no.
I don't think those kids have a choice. But
no,
I'm a wrestler.
If they don't have a choice, that puts it in another category.
Well, you know what I mean? They have a choice, but because of the peer pressure and the way the pecking order of men works, which, as you know, you said you walked away because you didn't want to be part of it. But I'm a wrestling coach, and so I have fought against hazing personally just in my team because it is wrong. In my sport, underclassmen can win state titles. So I feel they're just as important as a senior, and we need to embrace those kids and keep them around and make sure they're nurtured and make sure they're there by the time they're upperclassmen, because if you run them off through hazing or activities of that nature, you'll never know what they could have accomplished because they may not be around. They may put up with it that day, but they may not be around in the future.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, you bring up great points, and I'm ignorant on the subject. I mean, the only thing that I know about it is what I experienced, what, 45 years ago? But
it must have made you feel bad, though, or you wouldn't have walked away. You must have known it was wrong, and I think coaches and adults, we know it's wrong.
Yeah, but you have to understand how I am. I walk away from most things I'm one of those. If you had had me as a student, okay, coach, I'm one of those students that just rebellious as hell. I mean, you couldn't talk any sense into me over anything.
Well, I deal with those kind of kids all day long, and you know what? They have their place, and I love them. They do have their place, and I have them in my classes, and you know, we get along. They may not be athletes. I have kids in my physical education classes that probably wouldn't like PE. If I didn't work with them, if I didn't try to draw them in. I mean, I work with those kids every day. I love every kid that I teach, whether they're an athlete or not. So
how do you
anything that alienates a kid is wrong.
How do you draw those kids in?
Well, like for instance, in physical education, in teaching, you got to pick your battles. And I'm a 25-year veteran, so there's certain activities that we do that I know. For instance, kids that may not want to dress out all the time. They may have some issue with the locker room. Hey, that's a small battle if a kid is participating in my class every day and he just doesn't want to dress out. Well, he's going to participate and he's going to be active in my class. That's all I care about. I want him to be a part of. I want him to get involved. If we're just playing the simplest volleyball, but if it bothers you to wear shorts and you're going to do everything I ask you to do except wear shorts, hey, you're going to be in my class. You're going to be just fine. And I have kids like that all the time. So you just pick your battles and you just draw them in any way you can. You just have different strategies for different kids. Every kid's different. Every kid has some way you can get to them.
Well, I would have loved to have had you as a coach. I remember our deal was, boy, if you didn't do what you were told, you either had to stay after school and pick up rocks off the track or you got a SWAT.
Well, those were the days where if you went home and complained about your teacher, you probably got in trouble at home too. Times are different.
Yeah, that's true.
Times are different. We don't go home, you know. When I was a kid, whatever the teacher said went. And if I got in trouble, my dad always believed the teacher. Today it's not always like that. But I do my best to get along with every kid because that's my job. I'm not there to alienate kids. I'm not there to make them feel bad. I do the best I can. I'm not perfect, but I do the best I can to draw them in.
Which do you think is better, the older days or now?
I really don't have an opinion on that. I mean, back in the other days, we didn't have a choice. We just did what we were told. And now kids have a choice, and I have to respect that because that's the times. But I mean, that doesn't mean I'm just going to let them run wild. That just means that that's the times, and I'm going to do the best I can to draw them in because that's the way it works in the society today. But I love teaching, and I love every kid. So.
Well, we're lucky to have you, and I'm glad you called.
Thanks.
And I hope you'll call me again, and have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Okay. All right. What a great call. What a great call. What a great call. Okay, let's go to Ken in Denver. Ken, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Good, man. How's it going with you?
Good. I don't have a lot of time here. I'm on my way to work, so I just want to ask you something, and then I'll get off, and I'll be happy to listen to your opinion on over the air. I caught the tail end of a story on my way to work yesterday about people using these toy guns. It looked just like real guns to commit crimes and things.
Right.
And they're talking about fining people for carrying toy guns in public. And personally, I know, you know, people shouldn't be allowed to commit crimes, obviously, but I don't think we should fine people for carrying toy guns that are incapable of actually harming anybody. So I just kind of want to know what your opinion on that is, and I'll get off. And thanks, Jay.
All right, man. You got it. Thanks. Have a good Thanksgiving.
You too.
Boy, what's my opinion about that? You know, I think on the base of it, I agree with him. I don't think we should fine people for carrying toy guns. On the other hand, boy, I could see myself as a police officer come across some guy, and he's got a toy gun. And I can't identify it and don't know what it is. And I ask him to drop it, and he doesn't drop it, and I shoot him. I mean, I've read where police officers have shot for less because they thought they saw a shiny object in the suspect's hand. So, I don't know. I'm pretty torn about that. And some of these toy guns that they make are very realistic. That's the other thing. Seems like when we were kids, they weren't very realistic. Seems like you could tell that it wasn't it was a toy. And now it doesn't seem that way, does it? Seems like they're more authentic. Well, all right, how about this? Put yourself in this situation. You're in the parking lot. You're getting ready to put the keys to your car. You're getting ready to open up your car. Right? You're going to get in. Some guy walks up to you and draws a gun on you. Are you able to identify it as being a toy gun? Or do you assume that it is a real gun? And therefore, you give him your keys or your money or whatever it is he wants. What do? Do you scope it out? And do you then call his bluff? Hey, man, pretty neat trick, but you know what? I know that's a toy gun. And so if you don't get away from me and you don't drop that gun and get away from me, I'm going to kick your you-know-what. I mean, do you have the confidence to be able to execute that and pull that off? That would be a precarious situation. Unless you were somebody who dealt in firearms and knew and were able to identify that. Well, Gina, at 7:32, 32 minutes after the hour, I put it to you.
What?
Well, guy holds, you're going to your car, you're going to open your car. You got your Christmas shopping, and a guy comes up, pulls a gun on you, and says, give me your keys, and give me the packages in your arms. Are you going to look at him and say, all right, it's a toy gun. The deal's up. It's a toy gun. And I'm going to kick your rear. Or do you go, here's the stuff, and forget it, and then you feel like an idiot afterwards when the cops catch him and you find out that it's a toy gun?
I give him my stuff, for sure. Or I pull my little trusty handgun out of my purse.
Oh, you don't have a permit to conceal and carry, do you? No.
Yes.
You do not.
Gina, I've always had a permit to conceal
Gina,
and
you
carry.
Gina, you're busted. You are busted so big time. You just moved here. How can you have a permit to conceal and carry? You're carrying a gun without a permit. I'm giving out your home address. Okay, you're going to spend Thanksgiving in the slammer.
No.
Yeah, busted. Busted. All right, what's the traffic look like?
All right, well, we're still seeing some of those delays westbound 6th Avenue into Lakewood. We had that rollover crash. It's gone, but we still had some delay there, both directions between Sheridan and I-25. Got a couple of problems for southbound 25. We had a mishap at the Boulder Turnpike. Got a brand new one. Southbound 25 at 84th. That's adding to your trek out of Thornton, North Glen. A little bit lighter traffic into downtown, but it's still busy.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
Millions of points of interest and a full-blown MP3 player in a single device. Get yours now at all Circuit City locations.
Al Franken
on Comedy Central's Colbert Report.
Do your little victory dance.
We took the House and Senate. We took the House and Senate. We took the House.
Al Franken, weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
That was for the president.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
CW Laborations in Denver wants to remind everyone that friends don't let friends drive drunk. For yourself and others, designate a driver who will stay sober when you drink. Call a cab, walk, or sleep it off at someone's house, but don't drink and drive. Stay alive. This message courtesy of CW Laborations of Denver, your premier powder coaters and custom painters, featuring the largest oven in 8 states. Call 303-292-5590. They wish everyone a happy and safe holiday season.
You can buy omega-3 fish oil anywhere, but where can you get it for free? From the people of Iceland, from Iceland Health. We believe so much in the power of our omega-3s that we want to give you a free bottle so you can experience the amazing benefits yourself. Just call today to request your free bottle.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
Iceland Health omega-3s come from the clean, cold waters of Iceland and have twice the power of ordinary fish oil. They offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for your joints, memory, even your skin.
Since I've taken omega-3, the arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 Soft Gels and feel the difference. For your free bottle, call 1-800-400-4194. That's 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM760.
Over the freeway and through the lights on holiday errands we go. Nuvi knows the way to avoid traffic pileups. The Garmin Nuvi GPS with traffic alert options. Find it at Garmin.com, Best Buy, or Circuit City.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I come in last night about a half past ten. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in.
George Thorogood doing Hank Williams. 7:37, 37 minutes after 7. Hi today, 67. J. Marvin along with you. 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about. Here's John on a cell phone. Says he's a cop, knows about the gun issue. John, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
All right. Hey, regarding the guns and everything, those plastic toy guns, basically, if something is pointed at a person and like pointed at me and I think that it's a gun and that they're going to try to hurt me, I'm going to shoot them. And that's basically how we're trained. If we can articulate that we felt threatened, that the person was going to hurt us or hurt someone else, we're more than justified in shooting someone. And it doesn't matter if after we find out that it turned out to be a plastic gun.
What about those of us that are civilians though?
Same thing. Basically, the Colorado law states, you know, you can defend yourself. And if you happen to have a weapon with you, someone points a gun at you, and, you know, they're felony menacing you. You don't know that it's a toy gun. All you know is that someone's pointing something that makes you think that they're trying to hurt you. And you have all you're justified in protecting yourself.
You think people should be fined for carrying around toy guns?
Well, it depends on the situation. I understand, you know, I can see where it would be kind of outrageous to go along and find some little kid who's carrying around his plastic six-shooter cap guns. But, you know, a teenager or something that's walking around with something that looks like it's a 9mm Glock stuck in his pants, you know, trying to act big and bad like a gangster or something, you know, that's kind of different. He's trying to intimidate people.
And
these, I agree with you, these plastic guns are, you know, they look very real. There's a mall where I go to with my family all the time. They have a store in there that sells these airsoft pistols
mm-hmm.
and guns. These things look real. They look more real than the gun I carry every day at work. You know, and if someone pointed one of these things at me, I would shoot them. You know, no questions asked.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in the position you're in, though, you have to. I know once I went through, like, a media training day with the Chicago Police Department, and I basically did everything right with the exception of one thing. Had a guy on a traffic stop, and an old man with a cane came up behind me and was bothering me, and I asked him to step away, and he wouldn't step away, and he pulled out a gun and was waving it around, and I didn't act fast enough, and he shot me.
Yeah, we do a training situation through my department where it's like a big video game, and you know, you're standing in front of a screen and you have a weapon, you know, you have a gun that's connected to the computer, and they put in different situations. And if you go, you know, they give you the shoot, no shoot scenarios and everything like that. And if you go along and you shoot somebody and it turns out that they don't have a weapon, the instructor asks you, says, why did you shoot him? And you have to articulate why you did it. Did you think he had a gun? Did it look like he had a gun? And, you know, we're put through shoot, no shoot scenarios all the time. And as long as we can articulate the reason why we shot or did not shoot, we're in the clear. But, you know, I know that I wouldn't want to have to shoot anybody and then have it turn out to be a toy gun, but I'd also want, you know, I wouldn't want to be on the receiving end where I ended up getting shot because I thought it was a toy gun.
Yeah, well, that's right. You make a critical mistake, and, yep, that's what you're dealing with, life and death. How many years have you been on?
12 years.
You want to say where, or do you want to leave it off?
I'd rather leave it off.
Okay. I understand that. Well, you know, two of my best friends are cops, so and I got, well, actually three of my best friends are cops, so... I hear you, man. Be extremely safe out there this holiday season, will you?
Oh, yeah. Thankfully, I'm off the next 4 days, so...
Oh, there you go.
I'm lucky. I don't have to work, so...
There you go. Thanks, John.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
You got it.
All right. Bye.
Unlike my friend Tommy the Commie, working there in Area 2 in Chicago. I know he's streaming this show. Homicide detective. Tommy has to work. We won't make fun of you too bad, Tommy. I promise. Open phones underway here, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Richard in Aurora. Richard, you're on AM.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Did anybody ask you?
No, but I just didn't feel comfortable wearing it. Not like I did 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And I had it, and being a veteran, it was really hard for me to do this. But I tell you, on the tour, there was people from South Africa, Thailand, Philippines, Canada, and no one talked politics until we was in Assisi, and an Asian fellow from Canada says, we feel sorry for you people in America for what's going on with your government. He's
wow.
The only one that ever, excuse me, said anything about it. And like I said, we had people from all over, all over the place.
Sure.
But he was the only one to mention it, and I just wanted to say, I was really upset that I felt like I had to take it off, and plus being a veteran too, But I did take it off before I got on the plane in Chicago, and I just want to let you know that the situation was going on with our government forced me to do this.
Yeah, and it's a shame.
Yes, it is.
And what about when you were over there and people did find out you were American? I mean, you gave us this one example, but how about people outside the tour who you might have run across?
No problem whatsoever.
Did they
treat us like gold?
But did they explain that they just didn't? They didn't say anything about American foreign policy,
no,
or they just left it alone?
Didn't even bring up politics anywhere. Not a word.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, one guy on it. Well, there was a lady and her mother. They said something about the president and how good he was when we was eating breakfast one morning. And everybody jumped up and booed him and raised so much hell. You know, they didn't say any more about the president the rest of the tour. You know, the whole tour group got on him about it. And I was really surprised about that. But otherwise, the country, we got treated very nice. Very nice. And I just wanted to, you know, mention that. Yesterday he was talking about it.
Yeah.
Traveling overseas. I don't get a chance to call you because I'm walking in the morning, and that's when I listen to you a lot.
Well, I appreciate that. And I did. Yesterday I was wondering about not only how they feel about us overseas, but also do we ever give any time to think about about our world standing, and if anybody out there is worried about our standing in the world, seeing as how most people say now that it's declined. Richard,
it's bad. Sure thing.
Thank you. I appreciate the call.
Sure thing. Bye-bye.
Okay. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. That's what open phones are all about. And I re-asked that question again about our standing in the world, and does it bother anybody, or do you think that the majority of Americans really just don't care? We don't really care how other countries see us, and maybe you know what? Maybe that's part of our problem. And maybe we need to rectify that, to think about how other countries take a look at issues involving us and our conduct both now and also our conduct both in the future and in the past, in that, you know, not everybody and not every country can all, including us, we can't be right all the time. No matter how hard we try, we just can't be right all the time. It's impossible. 746, 14 away from 8, Gino with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, your Lakewood Drive, still a little bit of an issue. That crash is long gone westbound at Sheridan, but traffic was still recovering there both directions between Sheridan and I-25. 225 in Aurora starting to catch some volume now, primarily southbound at the DTC, and eastbound 270 busy across Commerce City. Biggest issue, southbound 25. We've had two separate wrecks, one at 84th Avenue and one at the Boulder Turnpike. That's obviously really adding to the delays getting into the downtown area and through the interchange. Weather today, partly cloudy, mild and breezy, looking for a high of 68. Right now, partly cloudy, 43 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Fly Frontier to Acapulco, Cabo, Cancun, Cozumel, Guadalajara, Ixtapa, Mazatlan, or Puerto Vallarta. Frontier has more services to Mexico than any other airline from DIA. With low fares, new planes, and nonstop service to Mexico, there's no better way to fly. Visit FrontierAirlines.com.
Want the opportunity to cruise through the Northwest Parkway for free? Cruise for cans this holiday season with AM760 Progressive Talk. Drop off a full bag of canned foods to any Northwest Parkway toll booth attended November 1st through December 8th, and you'll receive a coupon for a free trip on the Northwest Parkway. All items received will be donated to the Food Bank of the Rockies. For more information, log on to AM760.net. Cruise for cans and help someone in need with AM760 Progressive Talk.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
Declare war on the credit card companies. They've abused you long enough, and now it's time to fight back. If you have credit card debt, join the revolution. Call now and arm yourself with the top 10 secrets you need to fight back. We're DebtSet, and we're leading the charge against the unethical tactics of the credit card companies. Their plan is to have us paying high interest for the rest of our lives. Call it crooked, call it a scam. But before you pay them another dime, call DebtSet now to learn how you can stop giving them your hard-earned money month after month. If you're in debt, you're not alone. There's an army of us, and we're taking back our financial futures. Call DebtSet now for your free copy of the top 10 secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. Call 1-800-600-8128. That number again is 1-800-600-8128. 1-800-600-8128.
7:49. It's 49 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos, where you can shop within the comfort of your office or your own living room by simply going to rockysautos.com and checking out the inventory there and pre-qualifying for a car loan. Ask for Steve or Jason. They handle that. And you can get all the information you need right there from rockysautos.com. And don't forget, Rocky's Matching Down is underway, where you put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 down towards your next vehicle. Every vehicle on Rocky's lot has been winterized. You can drive away knowing that you're in top condition for another Colorado winter. Also, it's a great time to shop for a new all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, or four-wheel drive vehicle to get you through the winter driving conditions. Rocky's has over 650 vehicles on the lot. They got everything. Saabs, well, you just name it. I mean, it just runs from A to Z. And great people to take care of you, too, like my buds Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, and also Spanky Herrera. Good folks at Rockies really do care about the community, and they care about you, too. And it's the best place to get the most bang for your buck. Rocky's Autos, they're open Monday through Saturday, which means they're open tonight until 9. And go out and check them out at 63rd and Federal, or check them out online at rockysautos.com. And don't forget, Extreme Monster Truck National, sponsored by Rocky's Autos, is coming up December 1st through 3rd at the National Western Events Center. Tickets are available at King Supers and TicketWest.com. That's TicketsWest.com. Kids tickets are only $10. It's a blast for the entire family, all brought to you by Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Are you a music fan? Do you sometimes feel like people aren't listening to you? Like your opinion doesn't matter? Well, at RateTheMusic.com, we want your opinion, and it does matter to us, and to radio and record executives across the country. At RateTheMusic.com, you can rate the music you love and voice your opinions on the music you hate. Signing up is as easy as visiting us now at www.RateTheMusic.com. Let your voice be heard at RateTheMusic.com.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. Did you know there are 10 million people in the U.S. who have cancer? That's why it's great to know there are places like City of Hope Cancer Center that are on a fast track with research to find a cure. With new approaches like immunotherapy that use the body's own immune system to fight cancer. And they're helping create new drugs like Herceptin or Rituxan that are saving lives everywhere, every day. Now that's something to sing about. For more information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Bacon, Eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Ooh, Zep. Zep 52, 52 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Or 52 minutes past the hour. It's not 52 minutes away from 8 o'clock. What the hell's wrong with me? It's 52 minutes past the hour, 7:52. Partly cloudy, high today, 67. Open phones. Jay Marvin along with you, 303-713-7600. Let's go to, who is this on one? Sister Arthur Pilati of Denver. Sister, good morning, and welcome to AM 760.
Hello, Jay Marvin.
Hi.
Hello, good morning. This is Sister Arthur Pilati. I'm calling in because we, Sister Jackie and Sister Carol and I, are in your fair city, hopefully bringing you wonderful sunshine, and we've been collecting food outside of the our prosecutor's office for a couple weeks now, and we just have our hearts filled with gratitude to all the people who have been supplying food for the children of military families who are on food stamps and assistance. And we're doing this to comply with our restitution demands. So I just wanted to say to you, I've been listening to your program. I'm sure you realize that the three of us are very opposed to small guns and big guns pointed at God's people. And so I just wanted to call in and, you know, just extend my gratitude, our gratitude to the people of Denver and the surrounding areas.
Well, for those of us who want to contribute, where do we go?
Well, we're really finalizing our plans here, but today we'll be down at the 1225 17th Street collecting food from 11 to 1, and we'll be there again on Monday morning from 11 to 1. And then what we do is we will be, the veterans will be helping us take this food into Buckley Air Force Base and hopefully Peterson Air Force Base. And, you know, it's just our way of connecting with the people who are on these bases who are still struggling because their children are hungry based on the salary, based on their needs. And, you know, we also are trying to comply with the prosecutor's demand that we give directly to the Air Force.
Give the address again where we can drop off food.
Okay. We will be from 11 to 1 today and also on Monday at 1225 17th Street. It's a large office building. It's where the prosecutor's offices are. And we stand out right in the front of the building on 17th Street. And then after that, we will be meeting at the college in Aurora, outside of the parking area. And we will be compiling all the food in trucks there at 10 o'clock on Tuesday, this next Tuesday. So that would be the last opportunity for us to receive the food and to take it in. Other than that, we would encourage people to help funding all of the charitable organizations in this surrounding area and all of the people on the base who are in basic need.
And how long are you going to be in the area for? Do you then leave the area?
Yes, we then go back to our own areas. And, of course, you know, we're hoping that the judge finally will accept this this real loving attempt to comply with, you know, to complete our action that we did in October of 2002, where we were really actually trying to stop the president from threatening to use Minuteman III missiles on Iraq and on the people of the what he considered Axis of Evil countries. So we've always been opposed to killing. We really think that foreign policy has to be developed where we learn how to solve conflict with brothers and sisters in other parts of the world with nonviolent means. We want nonviolence to break out. And we think that if we have good diplomats, we can start working with other countries who have also basic human needs. And, you know, mainly wars are economic. So we just feel that there has to be a new way in this country and, you know, in interrelationships with other countries.
But we certainly have to try diplomacy because the other way hasn't worked.
Absolutely, you're right. And thank you for your program. Thank you for your open phones.
Oh, well, you know, you're more than welcome. And anytime you want to come on the show or you want to talk about it, just give us a call.
Well, we think there are some mighty great people in the Denver area. We've been at a lot of meetings and we've been in a lot of churches. And we're really grateful for all the people and their loving hearts.
What do you make of people who use religion, though, as a reasoning to go to war?
Well, I can't understand that because I've studied all of the different faiths. And, in fact, when I was in prison these past years for this action, I worked with people of every tradition. And if you read the Quran, you read the Old Testament, the Pentateuch, and you read all of the scriptures, all of the books that all of these different religions have, you realize that it is just absolutely contrary to their faith documents that they would ever kill in the name of their faith. So it is really a matter that we have to work together in this world. If we want this planet to survive, we really have to work together. And we definitely have to disarm the weapons of mass destruction here in this nation and use it as the bargaining chip to disarm all weapons of mass destruction.
All right, sister, thank you so much. Thank you for being on the show, and come on again anytime.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and have a good Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you, and all the people. Thank you.
You bet. All right. We'll continue with open phones here at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about this morning here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, so stick around.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, always on your radio, always online. Live streaming brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver. Listen to AM 760 on am760.net. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Deep inside this ordinary-looking business lurks a secret weapon. Its name, Stuart.
Hi there.
His power, in a word, he does the impossible.
I think that's four words, actually.
He's ready.
Right.
Lucky for him, his business runs on the right kind of software. Microsoft software.
True. It's good stuff.
When a top job rears its ugly head, Stuart and his software are ready.
Well, the thing about Microsoft is it's easy to use, and it works with all the other apps in our system.
Holy interoperability.
So I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stuart.
Hmm.
With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
Skies all busy today and through the holiday weekend. AAA's Robert St. Clair.
38.3 million people will be traveling 50 miles or more from home, and about 32 million of those will be traveling by motor vehicle.
And here's something for drivers to be thankful for. Gasoline is cheaper than it was last Thanksgiving. But easy does it. Police will be on the lookout for lead foots and drunks. On I-40, expect to see a trooper every 10 miles from North Carolina to California. WTOP's Adam Tuss is chatting of drivers on I-95 near Laurel, Maryland.
One woman I talked to from South Carolina told me she has been at her drive for 13 hours. Her final destination, New Jersey, just a couple of hours away, and how sweet the turkey will taste once she finally gets there.
Rain could slow holiday traffic along parts of the east and west coasts. CBS's Cynthia Bowers is keeping an eye on Chicago's busy O'Hare Airport.
Ward knows it's difficult enough to fly these days without the crush of holiday travelers, estimated to be 2 million at this one airport. The security lines behind me, they're already 15 to 20 minutes and growing, so be sure and pack your patience.
I'm Evan Haining outside Washington, D.C.'s Union Station, where travelers are rushing to get trains to take them to their holiday destinations. Amtrak police are out in force today, and there are police dogs as security precautions are higher than usual.
People living near a chemical plant in Danvers, Massachusetts, north of Boston, may give special prayers of thanks this year for just being alive. That plant went up in smoke with a big loud bang while most of the town was asleep early this morning.
It was unbelievable. A big ball and the percussion, actually, I think it knocked me right out of bed.
It felt like an earthquake, and that's what I thought it was. All my windows were shaking, and then I opened up my bedroom window, and there was this huge black mushroom cloud.
Lots of property damage, 10 people hurt, none seriously, the police say. In Atlanta, a 92-year-old woman was shot dead when she allegedly opened fire and wounded three narcotics officers. They were breaking in to serve a warrant. The woman's niece is livid.
They killed her. They shot her down like a dog, and I'm upset. And somebody is going to answer to her, because I'm going to sue like hell.
Police say they had the right address, knocked and announced themselves before forcing their way in. A UN report says the bombings and shootings in Iraq last month claimed a record for 1 month, 3,700 lives. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer tells us Baghdad was the biggest killing field of all.
Two-thirds of the people who were killed, civilians who were killed in October and September, were killed here in Baghdad. Most of them were shot and many of them were tortured. By far and away, the greatest number of them were men.
President Bush and Iraqi Premier Nouri al-Maliki will talk about a way to deal with the violence when they meet in Jordan next week. In early trading, the Dow's up 3 points, Nasdaq's up 4. This is CBS News.
Hey folks, John Madden here to tell you about the Ace One Day Sale happening this Friday only, November 24th, at your neighborhood Ace stores. You'll find great gift ideas like a 7-inch portable DVD player with bonus accessory kit for just $69.99. Or get a 5-gigabyte RCA MP3 player plus 100 free song downloads for just $99.99. Doors open at 7 a.m., so shop early at the Ace One Day Sale going on this Friday. Quantities limited, available at participating stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware for.
Want something to crow about? How about over 250 early bird specials at Kohl's after Thanksgiving sale this Friday from 5 a.m. to 1 p.m.? Get 50% off all Fisher-Price, Barbie, Play School, Tonka, and Crayola toys. And a 7-inch portable DVD player for just $49.99 after mail-in rebate. Plus, get $10 Kohl's holiday cash for every $50 in purchases. See store for details. Don't miss Kohl's after Thanksgiving sale starting at 5 a.m. Friday. Kohl's. Expect great things.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. Get set, go! The rush is on from the roadways to the airports. It is the Thanksgiving holiday travel weekend. At DIA, 170,000 people will travel through the airport just today. Frontier CEO Jeff Potter.
What that means for the airlines is more people are checking luggage, which
in turn, we would hope people would check in a little bit earlier. Is, you know, we're looking at 20 to 30% more checked luggage than we have in the past.
The Pikes Peak Shuttle Lot and the East Economy Lot at DIA are full. Now, while there is still plenty of parking at the Mount Albert Lot, you'll need to prepay there. Then there's those security rules.
We made sure that we packed everything in the bag and didn't try to take anything on.
Right now, security wait time at DIA is about 10 minutes. Anyone who just can't wait to hit the store should listen to a warning from a University of Colorado professor. Donald Lichtenstein says any shopper who rushes out to make gift purchases without doing some research first can really end up paying too much. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Kathy. That wreck southbound 25 at 84th Avenue out of the way now. They got it out of the way actually pretty quickly, so we just have the usual delays now back to 104th. Southbound I-25 has been giving us trouble all morning, though, so you want to watch out for new activity just south of 6th Avenue. Police on rescue on scene there assisting the driver. And we look good through the tech center and the bridges. No apparent problems or delays for either E-470 or C-470. Security wait time at DIA up to 15 minutes now. Weather today partly cloudy, mild and breezy, high of 68. Right now partly cloudy, 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
KeyBank has a wide array of low fixed-rate home equity loans with no closing costs or annual fees, so you'll always have a smart way to get the
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
The Northwest Parkway. It's the stress-free way to travel to the mall and airport. Go to FlyWithAuto.com for more wise tips.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Seven minutes after 8. High today, 67. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about today, 303-713-7600. I've got three open phones. It doesn't make any difference what you want to get into. We normally do this on Friday, but with the holiday coming up, we'll do it.
A nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. Snowflakes and flowers dance. It's time for one of the holiday's greatest family traditions. Experience the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th for two exclusive performances only. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker, an experience your family will never forget.
But I absolutely agree with everything she had to say that, you know, being a pacifist, I can't say that I think that ever carrying a gun for any reason just doesn't work for me. But I sure respect the heck out of the work that they're doing.
Well, I think, you know, there's nothing wrong with guns. The problem is how you use them and who
absolutely uses
them, you know, and for what, you know, what for. I think that's the big problem.
You know, I think bottom line, the thing for me is I think that if we don't start teaching our young people and start teaching them from a very early age and teaching them all the way up through adulthood how to resolve conflict, you know, because, you know, if you have the ability to get, when you get pissed off, to just pick up a gun and just, you know, solve your problem by blowing somebody away or hurting them or anything like that, instead of just resolving the issue, teaching them how to, construct their thoughts so that they can say, hey, look, I don't understand why you're pissed off at me. Let's resolve this. You know, why aren't we teaching our people how to resolve conflict? And I don't understand that. And I think that that's something that we, not only on a local level, but global, would be such you know, such a far better way of treating things, you know, than so that's my biggest thing.
Well, I think you're absolutely. I agree. I mean, we should teach kids, and we should teach them at an early age that you work things out, you don't act things out, and adults used to, in the old days, used to kind of set that behavior, and that you were encouraged to, try to talk things out rather than fight things out, and if you got caught fighting at school or whatever the case was, you got booted.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a pretty hard lesson to teach when you've got a president.
Absolutely.
Who shows exactly the other kind of agenda, which is either do as I say or you'll pay for it.
Right.
And I think that's a real problem with where we're at now.
And I think it's a problem worldwide. Actually, when I had called her initially, I was going to say that my best friend lives in Italy, and he's lived and worked over several places in Europe, and he is a duo citizen. He's English and American. And I tell you what, he doesn't use that American passport very much, and it's not, frankly, like the British passport is getting him a whole lot of help either. But he gets a whole lot less grief when he uses his British passport.
Where does he travel that he would get grief using an American passport?
Well, he's an opera singer, so he lives and works in Italy now. But he's also worked in Germany, and he's worked in Greece, and so, I mean, it's wherever, of course, there is work. But all of those places, and he said particularly in Germany, which is interesting.
It's really an absurd idea to me. What's really an absurd idea is that every other country has to be like we are, and that either they accept what we tell them to do or forget it, they're going to be in trouble. And if you don't, sitting in this country, if you don't accept that rationale sitting in this country, then there must be something wrong with you.
How much of that do you think is the isolated nature of America? Because I got to tell you, being overseas, and they don't think that way anywhere that I've seen anywhere else in the world. Now, I'll grant you, I am not the savviest of world travelers, but anywhere else I've traveled, that there isn't this isolationist look at the rest of the world. The rest of the world sees that, I have to play with these guys too. The sandbox is a whole lot bigger than we in America seem to think it is.
Well, it's like we're daddy, and the rest of them are kids.
Yep.
And if you don't play, if you don't behave and do what daddy says, and because daddy knows best, and daddy's going to spank, and then daddy has a history of making any mistakes.
Yep.
Example I'd give, a classic example, this one bothers me a lot, I think about it a lot, is Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Now look, Ahmadinejad is not a good guy. He's also not totally in control of the country. The clerics there are not what I would consider to be good people. So I don't particularly care for them either. But the idea that they have no right to be mad at us, and we have a right to be mad at them over the hostage situation under Jimmy Carter, mm-hmm. And that's where history with Iran begins is false, because we all know that we conspired with the British to overthrow a duly elected government in 1953. Why don't we sit down with the Iranians and just apologize for having done something we shouldn't have done?
Us apologize? Oh, heavens.
Well,
oh, heavens. Absolutely. It's that braggadocio that we have here, that is that arrogance. But yeah, I mean, it's exactly the lesson that you were saying before. We don't learn from our mistakes, and so we are bound to repeat them.
So what's the problem with doing it?
Oh man, there's absolutely no problem with having a conversation. I think beginning, middle, and end, it's going to end with a conversation anyway. So why not have it now instead of after you've bombed the hell out of however many locations and killed however many people? Why not just have the conversation now?
But I know that if I went down the hall and I know that I repeated this statement on one of the other radio stations, I know that those people would climb all over me and would start beating me up, and I don't understand why they can't take a couple of steps back and say, look, we're not talking about giving the Iranians the world. We're only talking about getting something started with them and acknowledging the fact that different people in different countries have different wants as long as they don't try to destabilize or destroy the planet.
Mm-hmm. And you're right. And you and I both know that there are other stations, and we both have, I'm sure, a zillion other acquaintances who believe the same thing. It's funny how eventually, as we're going along through this presidency here, that my family members and my friends who were beating me up because of my pacifist leanings and my very, very liberal democratic leanings are now coming back to me and saying, you know, I kind of wish I'd listened, or, gee, you know, this really is a problem, or, they maybe really were lying all along. So it's, you know, it's sadly, you know, it's bittersweet to be able to say, well, yeah, but the bottom line is eventually they do come around and they do recognize that there has to be conversation. And yeah, I wish I understood why they don't think it's appropriate to have the conversations, just to say, hey, look, it, we obviously have problems and we obviously have disagreements, but we have to talk about it. But I think a big part of it too is America has to back the heck out of other people's policies. I mean, these things keep coming back to kick us in the butt because we insist on running everybody else's show.
I'd love to talk to some, you know, if we have any conservative listener out there who disagrees with my position, principally on Iran, and also he could talk about Syria, too. I would love to talk to them and hear what their objection would be.
Yep.
I would like to just be able to figure out what that objection would be. Trish, thank you. Have a good Thanksgiving, and thank you for the call.
Right back at you.
Okay. See you later.
Bye-bye.
I really would. If you're conservative, because we do have a few conservatives listening to this show, I really would like to know what's wrong with the idea of sitting down with the Iranians and going, okay, look, you know what, the Mossadegh thing was not good, and the Shah was not good, and we understand your historical and we understand your emotional feelings over what happened, but, and we're sorry we did it, but, like, let's try to move forward now and see how we can't fix things up, or at least start talking about fixing things up. Because what we did to them was wrong. And how do you know it was wrong? Well, it was wrong because we wouldn't permit it, nor would we want it to be done to us. Would we? Do unto others as you wish others to do unto you? And can you honestly say that we practiced that? And I don't think I'm being radical here. I don't think I'm being radically left-wing when I bring this up. I mean, I think I'm just looking at things on a practical manner. I mean, this is how you want to be treated, so treat somebody else the same way. And I'd love to try that theory down the hall here and see what they would say to me. 8:17, 17 minutes after 8-303-713-7600. Here's traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, the only collision hotspot southbound 25 south of 6th Avenue to be aware of. Otherwise, it's a fairly nice ride. Traffic moving much better now along 6th Avenue itself between Sheridan and I-25. Do have an off-highway motorcycle crash on Buckley approaching Hamden. 225 in Aurora is busy southbound at Yosemite, but much lighter than usual. And I-70 appears to be doing fine both directions. We are getting a little additional traffic now around DIA and Airport Road, so you want to give yourself extra time to find parking and to get through security. Weather today, partly cloudy, mild and breezy, looking for a high of 68. Right now, partly cloudy, 45 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Give the gift of indulgence for the holidays. The new spa at the Inverness Hotel has a host of treatments designed to help you or someone special escape, unwind, and renew. Call 1-888-669-9034 or visit InvernessSpa.com to schedule your escape.
Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services remind more teenagers die in car wrecks than any other way. Over 5,000 per year. Please caution your kids about drinking, drugs, distractions, reckless driving, and their future records. Because even though you can't go everywhere your kids go, your words can. This is from Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services, operators of Red Rock Bar, Lefty's Colorado Trail Grill, Lefty's Mile High Grill, and Lefty's Front Range Grill at the Denver International Airport.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Columbine Valley Liquors in Littleton reminds you that you hear a lot of talk about waste these days. Waste of time, money, and energy. But what about the needless waste of children's lives on the roads caused by reckless, careless driving?
think before you get behind the wheel. This message courtesy of Columbine Valley Liquors at 3615 West Bowles in Littleton. For all your holiday beverage needs, call Columbine Valley Liquors at 303-730-2234. They're on the air for kids' sake.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy, but what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-600-6591. That's 1-800-600-6591. 1-800-600-6591.
Congratulations, everybody. There is going to be actual oversight where there used to just be overlook. No more of that crap.
Randy Rhodes.
Yeah, he can go full speed ahead as long as he wants to, this president, but we are the brakes. That's what we are now.
Hooray, I'm glad we've made some progress.
We're the freaking brakes on that runaway train. And Rummy, collateral damage.
Randy Rhodes. Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk. It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:21, 21 minutes after 8, partly cloudy, high today 67. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny and a high of 64. It's open phone, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Sean in Plymouth, North Carolina. Sean, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Actually, it's Clemens, North Carolina.
Clemens, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm sorry. Plymouth is about 5 hours west, east of here. But you asked me to call in after our call yesterday to, if I changed my mind with Michael Richards. That's his last name?
Michael Richards. Who played Kramer?
Yeah, Kramer. And the answer is no, hadn't changed.
So you still feel that his apology wasn't adequate enough?
What's adequate? Adequate is trying to sell me that you actually are remorseful when I think you're not. When I think you're doing it simply for money, for, okay, these people think I'm this way, so it's going to cut in on my bottom line, so I better seem sympathetic. That's what I feel it is, versus him feeling, I mean, you don't say what he said at the outburst he gave, and you don't actually feel that way. I think he actually felt that way, and there you go. So just own up to it. You feel that way. Let's move on. You know.
Well, maybe he. Well, how do you want him to own up? In other words, you want him to say, "Okay, I made the racist comments because I am a racist, and that's the way I am, and accept me as I am, or I'm not."
Yeah.
He's saying he's not a racist.
I can't go with that after what he said. I mean, again, I've looked at his stuff at least 3 times so far. I saw his apology. I don't buy it. You don't say what he said when you're sober and not on drugs and you're completely lucid. You don't say that and not feel that way. Again, if he were on some kind of medication or drugs and it just came out, I could see that. But he was completely sober. He was not on drugs. He was sober. So there's no, whether you're caught up in the heat of the moment, won't make me call someone a racist name. It won't make me say, back in the day, we'd hang you upside down with a fork stuck in your backside, your butt. And he didn't say butt, he said ASS. Ass. So, yeah, I can't go with that. I believe he said exactly what he meant while he was sober.
So how long does he have to live with this? I mean, is this just a permanent death sentence that he has this and he'll never get out from underneath it?
I don't think it's a death sentence, but it's there. It's permanent. I mean, I've never heard you say any disparaging comments race-wise. And you're good until you say it. as my dad used to say, people can think you're stupid until you open your mouth and prove it. So they can think whatever they want about you until you actually say something to prove it. He proved it. I have no idea if Jerry Seinfeld is a racist. I have no idea if anyone else out there is a racist until they open their mouth. Until Mel Gibson said what he said when he was drunk and arrested, did you think he was the way he was?
Yes, because I had heard other stories about him, and I'd heard other comments that he had made.
Okay, but is he still someone that you would actually support and go
no.
and say he's a great... Okay, then. I feel the exact same way about Richards. The exact same way. And think about it. What if this were not caught on tape? Someone used a camera phone, for God's sakes, and caught it on tape. So there isn't... You can't say that, well, you misconstrued what he said. No, I saw exactly what he said.
No, I'm not making an attempt to misconstrue what he said. I'm only making an attempt
to sit
and think about
that.
What you're saying.
No, I understand that. I understand
but,
that.
You know, but let me ask you something. Haven't you ever in anger said something terrible to somebody?
Race-wise or...
Anyway. Gender?
Nothing that I didn't already feel and won't own up to it. No, never, ever. All that to say, I think about what I say before I say it. I've never gotten that mad where I've lost that kind of control ever in my entire life, and I'm late 30s. Ever. Never have.
You never said something that's embarrassed yourself.
Oh, I've embarrassed myself, yeah, but I've never said something that's to the point that someone's going to say, "Oh my God." He hates women. He hates black or white people. No, I've never done that. Oh, you get a chuckle out of what some of the things that I've done, but no, not enough to say I can't stand him because he said that or he did that. Again.
Well, I never have either. The only thing I would say is that I have said some things that were out of bounds towards people and about people.
All right.
That caused pain.
Okay. He was sober. The man was sober and lucid. I looked at the video on the website on a couple of websites, and he said what he said out of pure and utter anger. Not that you lose control, but he said what he said. He was sober. It's like me sitting here getting upset with you and calling you everything but a child of God. Would you excuse me for it? No, because I'm sober. I am completely, utterly sober. And this guy was at work. This guy was on the job, his job.
I mean,
he completely lost.
You've got. I understand what you're saying. I understand. I might forgive you if you did that to me. I might forgive you. It depends on what the circumstances were, and it depends on what you'd said.
Okay. Hey, if he'd have stopped with the name calling, if that's as far as it went, and it had gone, I could say, okay, well, you know, he blew up. But he said you'd have been upside down, hanging upside down with a fork stuck in your ass. That goes above and beyond anything he could have said. That's just like, oh, my God, did he actually just say that? In a mixed crowd, and my understanding, and if anyone knows different, let me know that when you're doing the comedy show circuit at the club he was in, if you're doing a great job, your act's great, they're cheering you on and they're laughing with you. If your act's bad, you get heckled. That's customary and it's understandable. I myself have never been to that club. I only heard it through either the grapevine or on websites, that your reward for doing a bad job is you get heckled, and he just couldn't take getting heckled. Well, your act is bad. You're going to get heckled. And he couldn't take his reward for doing a bad job, so he lashed out. That's no one's fault but his own. Am I wrong?
No.
So if he'd have done a good job, everything would have been great. We wouldn't even be talking about this. But as it turns out, he was doing a bad job, and he lashed out. And that was not professional. what he did was, I mean, excuse me, what he did was not professional. And I wouldn't take that from me, whether you're a doctor, police officer, lawyer, whatever. That's not professional.
All right. Well, at least you called me back, and I appreciate that much.
Okay, and one other thing. I was looking at my local paper here, the Winston-Salem Journal, and I noticed something that I could be wrong. I didn't catch, like, the first 5 minutes of the national news last night where Elder Bush defends the president. George H.W. Bush tells Arab audience his son is an honest man.
Oh, yeah, he got attacked. Yeah, Bush got heckled.
Yeah, was that on national news, ABC, NBC, CBS last
night? Yeah, it was on Keith Olbermann. It was on Keith Olbermann last night.
Okay, I don't get Keith Olbermann except via the internet. So, okay, because I thought it was interesting because I'm reading my morning paper and I see that, wow, the folks in the Arab Emirates lashed out at George H.W. Bush because of his son.
Yeah, a woman got up in the audience to ask a rather hostile question.
Yes, a couple people did, apparently.
Right.
And I was just like, wow, I didn't see any of this on the news last night. Then I remembered I didn't watch like the first five or so minutes of the news, and I thought, wow. Is our news media that sheltered that they can't give us that kind of news?
He wasn't treated very well, that's for sure. All right, Sean, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
All right, no problem. And let me just say I'm glad I could actually get you on the internet.
How'd you find me?
I've been listening to you for years. I think you were the first progressive voice I ever heard, and I think it was like taped and put up on the web a couple of years ago, and I got to the point that I hated listening to you because I couldn't actually call in and respond because it was all taped. So I've been listening to you for years. I want to say you're the first progressive voice I've ever heard on anywhere, period. And it's just opened my mind to other progressive shows that are out there. Your brother from another mother, I believe, as you once put it, Ed.
Yeah,
and,
Big Eddie.
Yeah, Big Eddie and Sam Cedar and those guys. And I basically just bump around and see what's out there progressive-wise, and it's just great. But you're the guy that I've come back to time and time again. To listen to, regardless.
Well, thanks, Sean. You're very, very kind. Hope to meet you in person one of these days.
One day, we'll see. All right, man. It's great. Talk to you later.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right. Well, that's very flattering. Very nice. Hope to meet him one of these days in person. One line open at 303-713-7600, 832, 28 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
All right, Jay. Well, considering that it's supposed to be holiday light traffic, it's not been the case. We've got a lot of problems, including what looks to be like a jackknife semi eastbound I-70 at Peoria. Obviously, this is going to be a major issue. We'll keep you posted. We've already got a wreck westbound I-70 at Kipling. A couple of trucks there blocking the center lane. Backups already to Wadsworth. Southbound 25 still loaded up out of Thornton North Glen, and we're clogged south of 6th Avenue from an earlier wreck.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Or get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Now through December 1st, Leaf Guard of Colorado is offering you a final chance to get $400 off your next gutter system. Call Leaf Guard today and find out about the $400 off offer and schedule your free estimate. Other companies only want to cover up your pre-existing gutters, but Leaf Guard will fix the problem for good. For your free estimate and $400 off discount, call 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
8:33, it's 33 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, if you're looking for a unique, memorable gift for this holiday season, what about the gift of a better night's sleep? That's right, you can really give a good night's sleep with a Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort. This is a great option for the spouse who has everything and deserves something special. Plus, it's always fun to give a gift that you can enjoy as well. The dual air chamber design of a Sleep Number bed means each of you will have your own Sleep Number on the same bed. And what about the kids, parents, or a bed for the guest room? Everyone can benefit from the deeper, more restorative sleep of a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is usually 80, 75 to 80, but I've had it up as high as 85, and I get the best sleep of my life, and it's so nice to have a bed that can be personalized to my needs each night, and then Mary does the same with hers. And the Sleep Number bed costs about the same as an old-fashioned innerspring mattress, but in industry tests, it has been proven to last twice as long. And unlike most mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, a 30-night in-home trial. They've been named Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. So give yourself or someone you love a holiday to remember. Visit your local Select Comfort store. You'll find great gift ideas starting as low as $19.99. And now, through November the 27th, you can go and get no interest and no payment until 2008 on your new Sleep Number bed. Get to the Sleep Number bed, get to the Select Comfort store with a Sleep Number bed near you. And there are Select Comfort stores located in 11 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Promenade Shops at Centeria, and the brand new locations of Southland Mall and Northfield Mall at Stapleton.
This year, there's no place like Lowe's for the holidays. We have everything you need to get your house ready for the season. Lights, trees, ornaments, outdoor inflatables, and much, much more. In fact, Lowe's has the widest selection of holiday decorations of any national home improvement retailer. And our helpful associates will make sure that you find everything you need to make this year the best holiday season ever. So if you want to spread holiday cheer in your neighborhood, come into Lowe's, your one-stop holiday shop. Lowe's, let's build something together.
An important message for motorists.
Gas is killing me.
You've suffered long enough.
Really hurts when I fill up.
Relief is on the way.
Gas, you can pay a high price. Or just grab a Rolaids Plus Soft Chew and feel better.
Rolaids Plus stops gas with the most effective anti-gas medicine available. Tums can't. Chewy, not chalky. Rolaids Plus stops heartburn and the pain and bloating of gas.
Who can afford gas? Use Rolaids Plus Gas Relief.
Use it directed.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Six minutes past the hour, and it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. The show available in podcast at am760.net. You can also instant message me there at the same place, am760.net. Let's go back to the phones. We go to Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, how's it going, Jay?
Oh, going okay.
All righty. First of all, I need to apologize to you. Back when Mel Gibson made his comments, I called in one day and we was talking, and I said basically he was drunk and that, you know, probably some of that he really didn't mean. And then I heard Rich's comments. And when I heard Rich's comments, that hit me like a bowling ball almost right in the middle of the chest. And the reason for it is, it expresses some of the things you've heard over time and all of the feelings. And the guy who called earlier, he was right. He didn't just say the word, but he went and added all of these other things about how something about this is what happens to you when you – I can't remember the exact phrase.
This is what happens when you interrupt – this is what happens when you interrupt a white man.
White man. Yes, you see what I'm saying? Some of these things had nothing to do with just getting anger and making a stupid statement. These are things that are coming up from the heart. And what I believe, and you were correct, Mel Gibson, what he said, the views he espoused are racist. This guy is the same identical way. And I think what I believe, you know, truth or no, now all the apologies and that type thing, is that he hasn't changed. He just wanted to make the comment because it's affecting his bottom line now and his ability to get work. And anytime it's going to affect your income, okay, then people get concerned. That doesn't mean it's changed his views. And some of the things he said had nothing to do with getting anger. This was the thing of, like, I've wanted to say this for a long time. And once he kind of opened up, it was like a gush. And all of these things just kept coming out. So some of these things are built up, and he had been wanting to say, had been feeling this way, and probably had expressed to some other people in different type crowds. So I do agree with the other caller, no. I agree with you. And as soon as I said, I apologize to you. What Mel Gibson said, he honestly believed it wasn't just the alcohol type stuff. Again, it was the circumstances in which all of a sudden the valve was open up and all of these things came to fruition. So that's my first comment. On the other comment that you had said earlier, you were talking about Iran and, you know, that we were wrong the way we had treated Iran. I think a lot of people, and they seem to forget, is that there were a lot of circumstances under the Shah. The Shah, to me, comes up to, you know, if you want to demonize him similar to somebody, it would be Saddam. He did some of the same things that Saddam Hussein did, okay? First of all, he had a special army, okay, his guard or whatever that basically was, that was trained by our government.
So you're talking about the Savak, his Secret Service.
Yes, I couldn't remember the name of him, yes. These guys were, people were disappearing in the middle of the night.
Right.
There were so many people disappeared in Iran, and we will probably never know what that number is. And like I said, they just disappeared. And people were running around, what happened to my relatives? You know, they took him to prison, and all of a sudden they would just basically disappear. He ran that country, and he did a lot of things. He should have paid the price. We interrupted that process. This guy was guilty. And like I said, here we go and kidnap people from other countries to bring them to this country because we said even though they are not from this country, they've done something against us, and, boy, we're going to make you pay. Here's a guy that we took out of his country at a time when he should have been answering to the judicial system and gave him a free ride out of that judicial system. It didn't make sense at that time, and it still doesn't make any sense. And in a sense, yes, we did wrong that particular country because we did not support them. We should have been the first one turning that guy back over to them and saying, yeah, he should be serving some type of time. If necessary, they probably should have, you know, would have hung him or killed him. But, you know, he deserved all of that for what he basically did. And we interrupted that process, okay, for no other good reason just because of the fact that he had been funneling to us. He had been, you know, on our side. He'd been buying all the weapons and, you know, all of these other things. That doesn't change the fact that when you commit a crime, you're committing a crime. And he did.
And he did. So, and I don't see any problem. I don't understand what the problem is in sitting down with the Iranians and going, look, first of all, we're well aware of our history.
Yes.
We're well aware of what has gone on. We're sorry that this happened. We made, you know, we made it, this country made a stupid judgment at the time. And we're sorry we did it. Now, if you know, if we're willing to give you a little bit, now we expect you to give us a little bit in return.
And I think you could get that from them because, like I said, more than, you know, I don't think the Iranians are looking for a fight. They, I mean, you know, these are the guys that have been in wars with Iraq, and they wiped out millions of people and stuff of that nature. So, you know, fighting and that type of thing, I don't think that what they're looking for is a fight. I think they're looking for prestige and a lot of other things. And I think that we have the ability, okay, to come in, talk to them, and get some concessions on some things, but giving some things on other things. And you're right. That's how you basically do it. You can't just walk in and say, it's going to be my way or the highway. That doesn't work. In fact, when you do that to people, you make people get real stubborn just because it feels like, you know, you're being walked over. Some guy walked up to you and told you you're going to do something no matter what you say or whether you objected to it, you'd resist with all of your life.
You absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? And when you put other people in that position, that's the same thing. So to me, it's like this diplomatic type, you know, we have all of the we know what, how, we know the process for diplomacy. We're not applying that diplomacy when it comes to dealing with other administrations. And I've never seen that because I know when people go to, you know, for when I've had conflict training, you know, those type of things, they teach you to sort of compromise and listen to the other person. Yet we have an administration dealing with other governments on a world stage and impacting everything that goes on, including the economy, terrorism, you know, all of these things are being impacted, and yet and still we don't even go back to the basic diplomacy type of attitude.
Well, there's something about us, about the American people, there's something about us that we have a very, very hard time with this. We have a very hard time of coming forward and admitting that some of the jams that we're in across the globe are things that we generated and we stepped in. In other words, yeah. We created them. We created these problems. I mean, Cuba would be another one. Am I saying that the Cuban government is the greatest on the face of the planet? No, I'm not saying that.
No.
But how did they get where they are? Well, they got where they are because of Fulgencio Batista. And who backed Fulgencio Batista more than anybody? We did. And then we turned around and we more or less said, okay, well, that situation would be a lot more complex, though, because you have the Cold War going on. But the fact is, if you meddle, it backfires. And we never seem to learn that lesson, and we have got to come to grips, and we've got to face our own history and straighten things out.
Cambodia is a perfect example.
Now, there's another one, yeah?
And we went into Cambodia, okay, because we wanted to bomb that Ho Chi Minh Trail. And we, you know, the guy who was in the government said, okay, I'll let you try it, but, you know, it's got to be limited. Well, you know, with the B-52 bombers, it's like a carpet-type bombing. They kill Cambodians. The guy said, no more bombing. They went in and actually... Okay, had that government, the other guy who was his opposition, funded that guy, got him the existing president or whatever he was, overthrown, put somebody in there that was favorable to us who said you can do anything you basically want.
Yeah, that was Nardon Sihanouk, I believe.
Okay, good, okay. Anyway, all of a sudden when we left that war, we left him trapped between three armies. And when I watched what happened to them, and I, like I said, I didn't hear about it until maybe about 3 or 4 years after the war had ended and some of this stuff started to come out, it was amazing to me, and I couldn't believe that we actually left that country. We got involved in something for our own convenience when it was, you know, things turned against us. We walked away and left them, and millions of Cambodians died for that, okay? And, well, again, it was us getting involved in somebody else's, you know, government and country to affect something that we thought was in our best interest, but we didn't think about what was in their best interest.
Yep, and we've got to somehow get around that, and we've got to stop doing that. Plus, we have to own up to our own history. And I'm thirsting to talk to somebody who's an avowed neocon or conservative to tell me why it is they would think that a plan of sitting down with the Iranians and getting square with them historically would be a bad idea. Jim, I got to run, man. Thank you.
All right, take care.
All right, we'll see you later. One line open at 303-713-7600-846. It's 46 minutes past the hour, and we'll check traffic with Gina and take more of your calls. It's open phones, wherever direction you want to take the show. That's the direction we'll go in here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina?
Thanks, Jay. Well, we're really not seeing the nice ride we thought we would have here just before the holiday. Have a couple of major issues affecting your I-70 commute. We were dealing with a two-truck wreck westbound I-70 at Kipling. Huge backups there through Wheat Ridge to Sheridan. But now we've got an even worse problem. This time eastbound I-70 at Peoria. We've got a jackknife semi. It is blocking your right lane, and we're going to see traffic start to jam up very quickly. So just keep this in mind. We've got problems on both sides of I-70. Still had a collision cleanup as well, southbound 25, south of 6th Avenue. Weather today, partly cloudy, mild and breezy, looking for a high of 68. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy and cool, 38. Right now, partly cloudy and 46. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Michelin Winter Tires, the safety of starting, stopping, and cornering traction that lasts winter after winter. To get your Michelin Winter Tires or to find a Michelin dealer near you, visit MichelinMan.com.
Daddy, is Rod getting any better?
To a 5-year-old.
Daddy, what is a stem cell?
Today's world can be hard to understand.
There's something happening here.
Where is North Korea?
Through understanding comes the ability to explain.
Daddy, why do people bring guns to school?
You better stop.
Daddy.
The Truth Explained on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
C&R Builders and Conifer warns parents to be aware of the pressures kids face today. Peer pressure is the leading cause of drug experimentation. Educate your kids early to the dangers of drug abuse. This message courtesy of Pat and the staff at C&R Builders, your custom home builders, now providing a new line of affordable custom homes. Call 303-782-9005. That's 303-782-9005. C&R Builders, proudly serving the community for over 30 years.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Imagine living that life now and when you retire.
Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks and options, and you're not satisfied with the results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help by sending you my free Stock Investing Toolkit. In it, you'll get my new DVD, The Secret to Making Money in the Stock Market, and my easy-to-use stock investing software. Together, this is a $195 value, but for a limited time, you can get both for free. Unlike other free offers, my DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step-by-step how to make money trading stocks using my Stock Investor software. To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit, call 1-800-393-7029. That's 1-800-393-7029. Get your free investing toolkit sent out today. Call 1-800-393-7029.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. 1-800-700-2474. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-700-2474. That's 1-800-700-2474.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-600-1622. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-600-1622. 1-800-600-1622. That's 1-800-600-1622.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, it's 8:51, 51 minutes past 8, partly cloudy today. High today, 67. J. Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk is open phones. Anything you want to talk about this morning? Hope we're going to have yourselves a good Thanksgiving. All right, let's go to Eddie, who is a says he's a neocon on a cell phone. Ed, welcome to the program.
Yes, I hope I could come through on my cell phone here.
Yeah, you are, loud and clear.
All right, well, I guess you know, it's laughable that you think you can use conflict resolution with somebody like Ahmadinejad from Iran, who has declared his intent to blow Israel off the map using nuclear weapons. I mean, you know, the thought that you could sit down with somebody like Hitler and say, we're so sorry about what we did after World War One. We want to give you back your land and your reparations because we're so sorry. What do you think Hitler would have done? Are you going to change him? Do you think you can negotiate with people like that?
First of all, why are you so angry?
Well, it is just laughable that you could come up with this, you know, patty cake, kumbaya.
Well, you know what?
That's going to make everything better.
All right, before you want to get, you know, all of your extremes, and I take it that you normally listen to right-wing talk radio, and right-wing talk radio is a very, very angry avenue. But first of all, James Baker. You know who James Baker is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, would you consider him to be liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Probably a moderate.
You consider James Baker to be a moderate?
Yeah.
Okay, would you consider then, when it comes to the area of foreign affairs, would you consider James Baker to be experienced?
Yeah.
Would you consider him to be knowledgeable?
I would consider him characteristic of our wonderful State Department, I guess is what I would consider.
So, in other words, you don't trust what he has to say?
Well, he wouldn't change my mind if he said we can sit down and negotiate with the likes of a Ahmadinejad.
Well, that's not what he's saying. What he's saying in essence, and what I'm saying in essence, is that you find some kind of common ground to start, so at least you can talk because you have no other choice. But the thing is, talking to somebody is not striking a deal with them. Talking to somebody is not giving them anything. Talking to somebody never hurts anything, and you're not rewarding them in any way, shape, or form. You're only recognizing the fact that in that region that they have a hand to play, and that you can't strike any kind of a deal without involving the people who are in that area. And what we did to them, and their biggest gripe against us, and the thing that they talk the most about, if you bother to read anything about Iran, is the fact that, number one, they blame that whole incident with the Shah and with Mossadegh on us, and they're essentially right in what they're saying. And number two, Ahmadinejad does not control full power of the country. He is more or less a figurehead and can pop off as much as he wants, but it's the religious mullahs who run the country. And number three, most of the younger generation there, which comprises the majority of the country, likes America, likes American culture, and likes American values. The fact is, we're just talking about sitting down across the table from them and at least giving them a little something to see what we can get going to get started. We're not talking about giving them the store. And if you don't talk to them, then tell me what it is you think the alternative is by not talking to them.
Well, I'll tell you my alternative, but I'll tell you what the summation...
No, what's your alternative? What's your alternative if you don't talk to them? Please tell me what your plan is.
The summation of your approach is the United Nations and what they've done so far as far as dancing around and getting their nuclear weapons, which has resulted in nothing.
Then you tell me what the correct course of action is.
Well, there's no way to get the United Nations to go along with what I would want to do, but it would be to...
Oh, I don't care. I just want to hear what you want to do.
Impose an embargo on their country and take out their nuclear sites.
And okay, start a war there.
Take out their nuclear sites before they get the nuclear weapons, because once that happens, Jay, if you think they're not going to use them against Israel, you are in la-la land.
Well, you know what? You can use any term you want to use, but your answer is once again... Don't give me this use reality business, because you know what? It's your reality. It's not everybody's reality. And there are people in this government, and there are also people on this planet, and there are also people involved in the international scene who have a far different view than you do. And I'll tell you something. I don't think some of those people live in la-la land, and I don't think James Baker lives in la-la land, and I don't think Brent Scowcroft lives in la-la land. As a matter of fact, I would consider Brent Scowcroft and James Baker to probably know a hell of a lot more about it than you do. And the fact of the matter is, my friend, you have a right to your opinion, but your solution is to start some kind of military action with Iran while we have 140,000 troops on the ground in the neighboring country, Iraq. And what damage do you think that Iran will cause once we start a military engagement with them? What will they do to our troops, which are sitting right next door?
Far less than what would happen if they get the nuclear weapon.
Far less? What do you base that on?
Far less.
What do you base that on?
I would base it on what's happening in North Korea. If ever there was an example of what Clinton and Carter did to promote your idea as far as negotiation, that's what we're looking at.
They didn't have a nuclear weapon, did they? Did North Korea have a nuclear weapon at that time?
Oh, no. And we didn't give them the nuclear reactor.
Did they have it? Did they have it, yes or no?
They negotiated.
Did they have it, yes or no?
Of course they didn't have it.
Okay,
how did they have it?
What are you complaining about? And by the way,
you
didn't answer my original question that I asked you. You shied away from it.
I'm just saying Clinton and Carter thought they could negotiate with a nutcase, and you're taking the same approach.
What happens when you start a war with these folks? What happens to our troops sitting in the neighboring country of Iraq? What happens to them? Nothing happens to them? Where do you draw that information from? Cite me a source, because I'll cite you a source that says plenty's going to happen. You want me to give you the source? You want me to give you the source? I've got a source. You got one?
Read
the writings of retired Lieutenant Colonel Sam Gardner. Thank you for the call. What are you gonna do? You try to have a discussion, but that anger just comes out, and you know that's what they're all about. White man, white radio anger. It's really sad.
You put a living room where the crap den used to be.
Now that we're getting cozy in the House and Senate.
Move around. Motion creates emotion.
What's our next move? When will we see results? Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Are you a music fan? Do you sometimes feel like people aren't listening to you? Like your opinion doesn't matter? Well, at RateTheMusic.com, we want your opinion, and it does matter to us, and to radio and record executives across the country. At RateTheMusic.com, you can rate the music you love and voice your opinions on the music you hate. Signing up is as easy as visiting us now at www.RateTheMusic.com. Let your voice be heard at RateTheMusic.com.
This Friday, Radio Shack has great wireless deals from 6 a.m. to noon. Great deals like a Motorola Go phone from Singular with no contracts, no credit check, and no deposit. Absolutely free after $20 Radio Shack mail-in rebate. Or a Motorola Bluetooth headset for only $9.99 after $20 Radio Shack mail-in rebate. And there are even more savings on tons of other great gifts this Friday. Only at Radio Shack, your neighborhood wireless store. Offers good in-store 11/24/06 through noon. Limit 3 phones per customer, no dealers, quantities limited.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
A long trek to New Jersey by one South Carolina woman and her family's nearly over. It's a familiar story on this day before Thanksgiving. The AAA forecasts 38 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home over the holiday weekend, most of them by car. A lot of driving, so play it safe, says this traveler.
Slow down a little bit. Just be careful.
And as Ron Dewey of CBS station WWJ reports, there's plenty of action at the nation's airports.
Many travelers leaving Detroit Metro Airport are off to see family and friends.
We live in Findlay and we're just headed up here. We got the cheapest flight up here, so we're heading out to Boston.
While others are escaping the heat of the kitchen for warmer climates.
Cancun. I'm not to be confused with grandmother's house.
Travel agents say more people are taking mini vacations during Thanksgiving, extending their four-day weekend into Monday.
We need a break before the Christmas rush.
Ron Dewey, CBS News, Detroit.
The day before the knives and forks go to work, President Bush performed an annual ritual at the White House, sparing a pair of gobblers the fate of many of their kind.
I am granting a full presidential pardon so they can live out their lives as safe as can be.
The Birds, Flyer, and Fryer will be honored as Grand Marshals of the Thanksgiving Day Parade at Disneyland. What's next for Iraq? Finding the answer to that question will be the chief topic on the table next week in Jordan when President Bush meets with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Here's CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
The White House says President Bush and the Iraqi leader will discuss security and stability. Those two goals have been elusive, with Congress, an independent study group, and the administration itself considering new options in Iraq. The two leaders will review the situation. The administration has been pressuring Iraq to do more to quell the violence. National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley says the meeting in Jordan will be an opportunity to discuss the way forward. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
The UN says October was the deadliest month yet for Iraqi civilians, and all 3,709 of them were killed in attacks. There's word that former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev is on the mend after surgery in Germany on an artery that supplies blood to the brain. Gorbachev's foundation says doctors performed the operation on his carotid artery yesterday, and he's said to be recovering without any problems. The investigation is underway into a blast that destroyed a chemical plant in the middle of the night north of Boston in the suburb of Danvers. This woman says it was a rude awakening.
It felt like an 18-wheeler had hit my house, and I jumped out of bed and just looked out every window, and a big red ball of flame was up in the sky.
Some homes and businesses were damaged, but only minor injuries were reported. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is off 9, the NASDAQ up 2. This is CBS News.
Want something to crow about? How about over 250 early bird specials at Kohl's after Thanksgiving sale this Friday from 5 a.m. to 1 p.m. Get an extra 20% off fine jewelry, already 60% off. All Mrs. Apartment 9 cashmere sweaters are just $34.99. There's something for everyone on your list. Plus, get $10 Kohl's holiday cash for every $50 in purchases. See store for details. Don't miss Kohl's after Thanksgiving sale, starting at 5 a.m. Friday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging. And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam, firewalls, and web filters. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now and ask for your free trial. Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use. That's why over 35,000 leading companies are using the award-winning firewall. Try a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to barracuda.com.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. Time to hit the highways and the airport. At DIA, some of the cheaper parking lots are filling up.
The East Economy lot has just filled up recently in the last few minutes, I'm told. West Economy still has some spaces.
Chuck Cannon at DIA also says the Pikes Peak lot is full, but there's plenty of parking at the Mount Elbert lot where you have to prepay. Now to security. The lines are growing but moving smoothly. If you forgot about the 311 rule, you may be bailed out.
Hefty has provided free bags to DIA and a number of other airports around the country. As long as they last, we'll be able to give these to people that didn't bring them.
Pat Alstrom with the TSA says the rule is 3-ounce bottles of liquids and gels in a 1-quart bag, and you can only have one of those quart-sized bags in your carry-on. CU gets a D for diversity. A study by the Education Trust finds that CU and other big universities are getting whiter and richer. The nonprofit group says that trend is disturbing. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Kathy. Well, not a good indicator for the holiday. Traffic has been plagued with a lot of issues this morning. Still dealing with cleanup and delays along I-70. Eastbound at Peoria had a jackknife semi there. Traffic was pretty well jammed. Looks like it's starting to shake loose. Westbound at Kipling still getting some slow conditions from an earlier mishap. Security wait time at DIA.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-6601. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-6601. That's 1-800-771-6601.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-913-5961. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-913-5961. For your free tape, call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961.
All right, let's go to Jim in, let's go to Sandra in Commerce City. Sandra, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Okay.
Thanks for taking my call. Your previous callers, especially Sean, pretty much have summed up what I really did have to say, but I would like to say that I know that Seinfeld really insulted people trying to do some damage control because his tapes are coming out, because I don't think he'd have the same sentiment of his quote-unquote friend if he was saying those things about what happened in the Holocaust and tried to blow it off the way he did. It just wouldn't have happened. And I think until we become sensitive to all people in our country, then nobody's safe. And it's basically why we're in the war in Iraq and all the other atrocities that happen to us, because we throw rocks and hide our hands. We don't own up to our responsibility. We mistreat people. We in our country's history, is just the raping and pillaging of, I mean, not just blacks, but the Indians. And we kind of want to say, hey, but oh, poor us. And we have to be accountable. And it's going to be worse terror than what's going on now if we don't get a clue and try to come to some agreement with having peace and respecting each other.
Well, I don't know whether Seinfeld... I don't know whether Seinfeld would have come to his friend's aid had it been anti-Jewish statements.
I know he wouldn't have.
Well, I don't know. How do you know?
Well,
how do you know?
Based upon the reaction to what Mel Gibson said and did, and I disbelieve that if he, not just saying some comment or just saying, you know, I don't know, I can't even think of anything that he could have said that would have been minor, but if he had talked about, oh, yes, they should have taken more of you, or you should have been in the oven, or you should have, I mean, just anything horrible that about what did happen. If he'd said, yeah, they should have put more children, or they should have gotten them at birth, or anything derogatory as it relates to what he said regarding hanging black people. If he had done that, you know, then I'd question Seinfeld's stability. You know, I really think Michael Richards had a Kodak moment. His true colors came shining through, and he's just a terminal cancer in our society, and I don't think that he should continue in his position. It's kind of like saying, I mean, killing people mentally is different from killing people physically.
Beyond redemption. There's no way he can be redeemed.
Not at this point. I mean, I don't know what he could do at this point, but certainly that farce of an apology to come out in his Kramer character and try to apologize. I mean, and the stage for it was not even acceptable. I mean, how many people really are up watching that time of night and that they're watching the Letterman show? I mean, I watch it sometimes, but I would have missed it that night. And I had a friend called me, and I just think it was a joke. And I think the audience think it was.
I think the audience thought it was a bit.
Yeah, and I really did too. And I was thinking, oh my God, he's continuing in this foolishness. And because he went back on stage that night, and they allowed him to come back the next night. So I have a hard time being convinced that it's, oh, you know, it's just, you know, I just got pissed off. I'm with the other guy. I'm older than he is. I'm 51, and I have said some things that I have hurt people's feelings because I consider myself a tell-like-it-is person, and I don't tolerate people just doing stupid things and saying, oh, I was drunk or, oh, I was this. But since he wasn't, and there's a line that you draw, even if you have those thoughts and feelings, if you don't have control, how do we know he wouldn't just grab some kid up and slam him against a wall and say, oh, I was out of control, I really got angry? Because kids can piss you off, too. We see it in our society all the time. But those people who have problems, it's not the kids. People have problems with control of themselves. And he's clearly lost it. And he can explain that away to me, saying, oh, I just was pissed off. No. Maybe if he let us do to him what he talked about was okay that they did to blacks, and then say, okay, I survived that. Now I know how you feel. Then I might be able to accept his apology because he had the experience. But without the experience and to make a fun of something that horrible in our history, I don't think that he's sincere at all. And I think that's just who he is. And it's the same thing you do with a cancer. You cut it out or you give it chemotherapy. And so short of him committing himself to some psychiatric place, I don't think he's sincere. And I think he meant what he said. And I think he's just one of a lot of people, unfortunately, in our society. But when it comes out, if you can't restrain it, I think you should have permanent consequences for it.
Which means he should not work again.
Well, I mean, maybe not in that capacity. Maybe he could work doing something like the rest of us in America do. There's millions of jobs, as our government says. The economy's up, and there are lots of jobs. Well, he should go to them for a job, since he told the people in the audience, too, I'm rich and you're poor, so maybe he doesn't need to work. You know, he could survive the rest of his life on the money that he has. People survive on less, and nobody's thinking they should or shouldn't work.
Yeah, you know, the bottom line here... the bottom line is he has to... I mean, each person has to decide who's heard that, how they feel about him, and the majority will... And the marketplace will speak out, and the marketplace will renew.
Exactly, and I would say that people who really are offended should stop letting things go. I mean, not that you're beating a dead horse, but to forget is to repeat. And I think because there's not been the same outrage as, you know, if my neighbor, whether they're black, white, green, or pink, man or woman, if they're hurt and I can't have compassion for their hurt, how do I expect them to understand what they're doing to me? You know, I have a neighbor who actually we get along fine even still, because I think somebody has to be the brain. You know, everybody can't be a butthole. And I one day saw him out in his yard, and he had this Confederate shirt on. And I thought, oh, my God. And, he's been just as kind and nice to me. But clearly there's some ways he thinks or something he feels about that I would disagree, that he's willing to wave it in front of my face. Or he's ignorant to what that's all about. I don't know. But I haven't treated him any differently, but I certainly will watch him or look at him a little differently. And my level of trust dropped greatly when I saw him with that shirt on.
I can understand that. I understand that 100%.
And so, you know, things like that, sometimes people, I'm not buying ignorance in the 2006, you know. I'm not buying it. And we have a place for people who do harm to people, and we have institutions for people who say, I didn't know what I was doing, and maybe you need to be there, or at least get evaluated.
All right, so if he surfaces a year later or 6 months or 7 months later and says, I've undergone intensive psychotherapy, and I now realize where that anger was coming from, and I now really realize that anger was misplaced and that it was wrong, how about then?
How about, well, I would say he's not beyond forgiveness, but I think that maybe what he needs to do is go and do some work with people. I think that would be better for him to do some work with people, some of the maybe indigent or people who he thinks should have been hung. I mean, there's certainly, let's send him to New Orleans. Certainly there's a good work to do there. Send him to the Lower Ninth Ward. Let's help you help people who have been in a situation where...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country. All in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
If you don't have the facilities where they can get in and out of a building, you know, and it's just coming about developing your brain. It's all about developing your brain.
Yeah.
So people who blow it off, I think they just need to, first of all, walk a mile in somebody's shoes. On one of the shows I was listening to the other day, before I knew what happened with this Richards guy, I was wondering, what are they talking about and why are they doing it? And they were trying to come up with names that might incite white people to be angry, like the N-word does for black people. And I thought, what in the hell is going on? What are they talking? And I was just thinking, I think there's no name, because it's hard for...
There isn't a name, and it's hard... It's hard to try to claim that ground when you're in the majority.
Exactly, and it's hard if you are part of the oppressor versus being the oppressed. But perhaps if they knew that when black people say things like redneck or cracker or poor white trash or peckerwood, what that means to other black people that use that, if they knew what that really meant, they might have a lot more issues with people using that word. So if I were to say that to somebody, I'm thinking, oh, they would want to hurt me. So I don't say it to them, because it means something so derogatory. I mean, my parents are from Alabama and Arkansas, so I know, you know, what some of the horrors are more personally. So most of my friends have never seen a sign that specified who could and couldn't come. But every year my father, for some reason, wanted to put us in jeopardy like that. However, when we say those names, we're meaning things like you sleep with your children, you have kids by your own kids or your mother,
oh, yeah, of course.
Drugs and filth and deprivation of just your whole being. And I would never say that to somebody, you know. Talking about it and saying that, it's just so direct.
But I'm not a loser.
Pedophilia and serial killing.
Yeah, I'm thinking, it is. I agree. I, you know, it is. It's wrong. But, man,
we have a sick world.
People just got nuts. Boy, they got nuts yesterday. We don't even talk about Iraq. And
and Iraq is bad, too. But those are some of the same people who probably support it going to war. You know, how about they start making some
I think
of
a lot of those people considered themselves to be progressive and liberal, but just didn't want to own up to the fact that they're white and their racism doesn't touch them.
It's hard to look in the mirror.
Yeah, it is. Sandra, thank you. I appreciate the call. Thanks for hanging on. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. 919 minutes after the hour here, AM 760.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM. And try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-2117 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
We'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. And the Rosetta Stone program offers 28 different languages. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-500-0604. That's 1-800-500-0604.
Declare war on the credit card companies. They've abused you long enough, and now it's time to fight back. If you have credit card debt, join the revolution. Call now and arm yourself with the top 10 secrets you need to fight back. We're Debt Set, and we're leading the charge against the unethical tactics of the credit card companies. Their plan is to have us paying high interest for the rest of our lives. Call it crooked, call it a scam. But before you pay them another dime, call Debt Set now to learn how you can stop giving them your hard-earned money month after month. If you're in debt, you're not alone. There's an army of us. And we're taking back our financial futures. Call Debt Set now for your free copy of the top 10 secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. Call 1-800-600-8128. That number again is 1-800-600-8128. 1-800-600-8128.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Stones? Why not?
I live on the palm of the 99th floor of my life.
9:23, 23 minutes after 9. High today, 67. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. And it's open phones here. And we'll get back to the phones. Let's go to Celeste in Denver. Celeste, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
This is actually John in Highlands Ranch.
Oh, okay, John in Highlands Ranch. It says Celeste in Denver, but go ahead.
Yeah, nobody spoke to me. I just got put on hold, and here I am. In any event, I wanted to say something to our nincompoop friend, or should I say neocompoop, that called in a minute ago.
Well, you don't have to call them names, but just, you know, you're talking about Ed.
Yeah, well, yeah, I apologize. I probably shouldn't call them names. It's just people like him have made me so angry for what they've allowed to happen in this country by going along with it. He mentioned that, well, let's take a look at what Carter and Clinton did in North Korea. Well, you know, Clinton and Carter both worked towards negotiation with these guys. And because of that, we had the nuclear facilities shut down and stopped. They allowed us to monitor them. And, yeah, it took bribes, you know, and financial incentives, but that's how diplomacy works. And they had stopped. They had no nuclear bombs, and they stopped their enrichment process. And then King George moves into town and says, you know, you're on the axis of evil, and, you know, and then you got a guy like Bolton jumping up and calling them a bunch of names, and they just dropped it all. They changed it all. And these guys are still blaming Clinton for all this activity when it was George who turned them around and pushed them back in the other direction.
Yeah, but you don't expect them to do that, do you? You don't expect them to turn around and blame themselves.
Well, no, exactly, which brings me to my second point, which I wanted to say. You know, at times I've oftentimes tried to have a debate with what I call right-wing sycophants, because they do. They go along lockstep without really looking into the issues, without searching out the evidence, and they just believe this stuff hook, line, and sinker. And when you go into the debate with them, there's always two responses that they'll use, one or the other. At first, it's scoffing. They scoff and they try to ridicule you by how stupid you are, how silly you are. That's one of them. Then, when you push them with the facts and you stay calm, you got to stay calm or you lose it. You know, you lose the whole argument. Then they go into this rage and anger at you. They just despise you and hate you because you've caught them. You know, and you cornered them into the facts, and what happens is, I think, they have to then look at themselves and, geez, did I believe all this hook, line, and sinker? What a fool I am. And it's real hard for people to come to terms with when they have been swept away so completely by this propaganda machine. You know, and it always seems to be the same. They'll start off by scoffing, and then they end up angry. And then they turn it into something that, you know, if you're not careful, it becomes a shouting match, and you've lost the whole point. And they just go on out their way, believing the baloney that they believe, you know. And so, you know, and I apologize you for calling you a name, you know, but you kind of frustrate me, you people, you know. It's like, you know, you may consider that, you know, okay, so here I am. Who's this caller? Well, I've been a liberal back since before they, you know, systematically turned the word into a pejorative, you know, and so that right away discredits me or discounts me, but in their mind. But what I do is I search out the facts, and I don't believe most anybody. You know, there are some people that I've seen are unimpeachable sources, and I will tend to believe them without looking it up, but you know, UJ, you know, all the left-wing talkers, and especially all the network news, you know, if I hear something that you know, doesn't quite set me right or whatever, I'll look it up, and I'll research it. And if you look at all the information that comes out between the right and the left, and you look at all the articles, and you look at them as a group, you're going to find that most of the time, the stuff that comes out of the right wing has nothing to back it up. There are no links to go to. There's no reports to follow. There's no evidence to look at. And most of the time, from the stuff on the left, it's full of source. So, you know, that itself tells me, you know, that I don't know.
The thing that strikes me, and I've been part of this too, and the thing that got me about his call was his anger. And it's almost as if if you don't escalate your volume and try to push back, it's almost as if they'll just run over you. And you're right. That's exactly what they start out doing. They start out by ridiculing you. And then when I asked the guy about why he was so angry, and the answer he gave me was, well, because your ideas, and, you know, you're living in, like, you know, la-la land and all that. And I would love to pull that call off of the monitor. And I'd love to go play that for my psychiatrist. only from the standpoint. Because I think that that anger on that guy, and I don't know this for a fact, but I think that that anger on that guy is misplaced anger coming from some other place. And I think those people over there, a lot of them who listen to right-wing talk radio, I think that they have a tremendous amount of generated misplaced anger or this feeling of they're getting robbed every 5 minutes by somebody or this feeling that society is ripping them off or that we've all turned into a bunch of marshmallow wimps and that we ought to, instead of trying to reason with somebody, that we ought to just go out there and kick their butt in order to get them to pay attention. And what I always want to ask them and never get a chance to, because it always de-escalates into chaos, is I always want to ask them, well, is that the kind of lesson you would sit down and teach, like, your 10-year-old child?
Exactly.
I mean, is that how you would teach your 10-year-old child to handle the world? And what gives you the license, or gives us the license, to turn around and to say, all right, we're the final arbitrator of the final word on everything, and you have to do it as we want you to do it. And then, finally, the other thing about it is his not wanting to face up to the reality that if we started something with Iran militarily, they would make our lives hell in Iraq, and we've got 140,000 of our kids there.
Oh, it would be hell all over, not to mention what it would do economically to the oil market. But, you know, I guess what I find the saddest part of this all is that these people do not realize that their responses were conditioned into them by design. This has been a long process of making people divisive and hateful, and they're just swept into it. And they're being used by the most effective propaganda machine that we've seen since Nazi Germany. I mean, it's amazing the lies that get unchallenged all the way through the media. And, you know, like I say, it's sad that they don't even realize that they're swept into this.
Well, the key is to ask them is to try to probe down in there and find out what it is of why they're so angry. Thank you, man. I appreciate
all right.
Your call.
Hey, Jay, thanks for what you do for my country, and keep it up.
All right, I try. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Not to say that I'm not angry, and I have a level of anger with me, and I used to be over into that format and would get very angry, but I'm really not up for these, you know, screaming matches anymore. I'm not interested in doing them. I'd like to have some kind of thoughtful exchange of ideas, but since when is having an idea different from the next person? Since when is that an ideological crime? And where's all that anger coming from on the part of those guys? And if you sit and listen to that too, it always is the same theme over there. We're being deprived of something. We're being robbed of something. We're being threatened. It's always the same thing. We're always being threatened. They're threatening our country. They're threatening our religion. And the people they're talking about are people like you and me. 9:32, 32 minutes past the hour. Let's check out traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We're looking much better around the city. Finally got all the wrecks out of the way, but we're seeing much slower than usual traffic along eastbound I-70, Quebec to Peoria. Better than average drive now past downtown, and so far still in pretty good shape out to DIA and on airport roads. Just remember, many of those parking lots are already full. You want to plan accordingly. Police are also out on Pena checking speeds and watching for illegal parking.
eBay is proud to sponsor unofficial, official National Sleepin' Day, the day after Thanksgiving, with more gifts than you could ever imagine. From video games to cowboy boots, you'll find the perfect present for everyone on your list. Without getting up at 4 a.m. to find it. Whatever it is, you can get it on eBay.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation.
other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
The latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. Our independent surgeons have helped hundreds of thousands of people see better. Let us do the same for you. We'd like to send you a free information kit that'll answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how you can finance your LASIK procedure absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-600-4704. That's 1-800-600-4704. 1-800-600-4704.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I want to break free. I want to break free.
Good morning, 9:35. Actually, it's 9:36. 36 minutes past the hour. High today, 67. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. You can IM me at AM760.net or get the entire show in podcast. All right, let's get back to the phones. It's open phones. We'll go to Danny and Thornton. Danny, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes, Boat Drinks Jay.
Hi, Danny. How are you?
Hey, man, I am wonderful. Hey, Jay, I got two things I want to comment on real quick, but before I do, I just wanted to say something as far as with you. I've been listening to you since,
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
This one came from one of the black callers that came on, and he's saying that we just need to be focusing on education, not even paying attention to things like that. And that kind of bothered me because of the fact that it seems whenever we're talking about race, in a black, you know, especially a black conservative, they will come on and then they want to divert the attention to what's really going on. And that really, I guess you can say, riles me up towards what you want to call African-American conservatives. Some people call them Negro cons or whatever it is, okay? But to me, that is what their sole purpose is to divert attention whenever conservatives are doing things that are racial or whatever. It's to divert attention from that and say we shouldn't be focusing on that. But yet a lot of us are want to express things, and we wind up building up anger, and we become very angry, and we have no way of letting it out. And I guess that's the reason for my call as far as his comments, because that really disheartened me. Because, no, there are things that are still going on in this society. It didn't happen hundreds of years ago. Okay, I can remember being a kid growing up in the 60s, my dad being involved in civil rights marches, and this is only 40 years ago. Okay, so there are those things that are still there. And the second thing I wanted to comment on was a couple of your callers who say that there is a double standard. Blacks can do things and get away with it, and whites can't do it. And I think that is so, so wrong, because it just shows me that things have not changed in this country. Yeah, we're not being hanged. Yeah, we're not having the fork stuck, you know where, and all these other and all these other things. But those things, I think, have been passed down, and it just kind of reminds me of, like, when I was in college, and I would hear comments like that, or I would hear comments that, well, you're black, you don't have to worry about anything. You can, whatever grades you get, you can get into dental school or pharmacy school, like what I was going to at the time, and whatever else. You don't have to work for it. And it is such a stupid thing, and then I still hear these asinine comments like what I heard yesterday about there is a double standard. And I really like the response that you gave, because it was true. Because, you know, if blacks say something that is racial, they're going to be held to the fire just like whites will.
They get busted. There's no question about it. I mean, there's examples of it all over the news.
Yes. I mean, if you look at the Jesse Jackson incident, I remember
he got usually busted for that.
Yeah. I mean, and that happened 20 years ago, but yet they're still bringing this up. And so, you know, whenever I hear things like what Richards did, and
well, how about Andrew Young, who made the comment about Asians and principally about Asians, I believe,
right?
But it was also about Hispanics getting into the African American community, and he had to resign from the board of Walmart.
Right, right. So, but those things just show that we are held to the same standards. And then when I hear the people say that is a double standard, to me, those are the same people. Maybe the children of, but it's been passed along, and they're going to pass along their whatever to their kids. And you know what? I have anger from these things, too. And then my son sees that, and it's passed along to him. And you know what, Jay, I'll just be honest, and this is the way I honestly feel. I am 47, as I said, right now. And if I live according to my family expectancy, which could be anywhere from 87 to 100 years of age, things aren't going to change. We are still going to have these same situations. You're going to have conservatives calling up whenever there's a racial thing done. You're going to have conservatives calling up, excusing it, or saying there's a double standard. You'll have black conservatives saying the same thing. And it's just going on and on, and I have not seen a change in the 20-plus years I've been listening to talk radio.
Well, because one reason is, one of those reasons is this. If you're not African-American, if you're not a person of color, it is extremely hard at times to see the relevancy of the issue.
Yes.
Because everything in life boils down to whose ox is being gored.
Amen. That's true.
Now, how this whole thing got started yesterday was, it's my fervent belief that this show, because it's on in the morning, because it's on between 6 and 10, that we can do a whole variety of things, but we should talk about the top stories of the day.
Yes.
And that was one of the top stories of the day, and it was one of the top stories of the night before. And what I got was, I got people who called up who said, why are you talking about it? It isn't relevant. We should be talking about something more important. And if there's anything I can't stand, it's somebody who calls up and dismisses the topic out of hand and starts giving you this grief about how, why aren't you talking about this and why aren't you talking about that? And then in the case of one of the callers, I said, okay, well, then we'll stop talking about it. You go ahead. Let's talk about what you want to talk about. and the guy couldn't do it.
Right.
I mean, it's the whole idea that you cannot talk politics, straight ahead politics, 24/7, 7 days a week, and you particularly can't do it on a morning show because you're not creating a broad enough audience. Then the second part is people's sensitivities, which we do not have a large African-American population here.
Mm-hmm.
If we were in a city like Chicago or Detroit or someplace where there were a lot of African-Americans, a lot of people of color, the topic might play differently, and it might be seen as being more important.
Right.
But I think it's very, very easy for white people to say, hey, I don't understand what the big deal is. I don't get it. It's not relevant. It's a show business guy. It doesn't make any difference. My point is, it doesn't make any difference whether he's in show business or not. It doesn't make any difference who it is. If you tolerate it and you let it go and you don't discuss it and you don't pay attention to it, then it's the same as condoning it. And if you condone it enough, then it will revert back and become the norm.
Yes, and there's going to be anger built up in people who, you know, take offense to that. And, you know, just one last thing. What I seem to notice, okay, when I guess you can say different reactions from white people, I tend to see more of the conservative type of whites who tend to play off the racism, yet I think they've really been a lot of cause of a lot of the racism in this country, and still it's still going on. But yet when it comes to them, they want to ignore it, or then they have black conservatives that divert that, you know, to say that it's not important, we don't need to say this. But, and then, you know, there's, like I said, there's people like me who feel this anger and it builds up. And then when it comes out, sometimes you're just so frustrated and you're so mad, you can't really make a clear point. Because, you know, I feel that I am a very frustrated and an angry black male. You have angry conservative white male, so then I'm an angry black male.
Well, yeah, but the anger won't do you any good. I mean, well, the anger is not going to get you anywhere except to make your life miserable. The deal is to try to engage in some kind of, you know, working it out and understanding it. But having said that to you now, mm-hmm. Let me tell you that I walked around all day angry yesterday.
Yes.
So, you know what? It's always say as I do, not as I do. So I'm struggling with it too, brother.
I understand. Jay, I just wanted to close. I know you got other calls. I just wanted to close out. And I really was sincere when I was giving you those compliments in the beginning because as far as for me personally, you've done – as far as just you talking and you being there and being able to listen to you, man, I don't know how many years it's been, but it's been a long time. And I really feel refreshed, I guess you can say, when I listen to your show because I feel that I get a fair balance towards things that I hadn't been getting before. And
balance is the key. Extremism leads to trouble. Take care, Danny. Appreciate
it. You too,
Jay.
Thank you, man. Both drinks to you.
All right. Have a good Thanksgiving.
All right. Bye-bye.
You too. It's one line open at 303-713-7600-946. 46 minutes past the hour here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with, it isn't Gina. We're not sure. Is it Rick Morgan? I think it's Rick Morgan. Rick?
Jay, the only problem we have right now is that drive to the airport on eastbound I-70 is going to be a little bit slow. Earlier accident in Quebec, still making a bit of a crowded drive as you make your way over to 225. But once you get past there, got a decent drive heading out to the airport. Just be aware on Peña Boulevard. Police officers out there watching your speed, and it's going to be a busy day at the airport, so just take your patience with you. Rest of the drive around town on the highways looks real good. I-25 across downtown in good shape, no problems on 225 across Aurora, and things on the turnpike are in good shape and no worries in and around Boulder right now. Weather forecast, partly sunny with a high near 70 this afternoon, 38 for overnight low, and then tomorrow for Thanksgiving looks pretty good, partly cloudy, and highs will be in the low 60s. Right now it is 58 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Get to Kohl's after Thanksgiving sale Friday at 5 a.m. for over 250 early bird specials, plus $10 Kohl's holiday cash for every $50 in purchases. See store for details. Don't miss the Kohl's after Thanksgiving sale on Friday starting at 5 a.m. Kohl's, expect great things.
Want the opportunity to cruise through the Northwest Parkway for free? Cruise for cans this holiday season with AM 760 Progressive Talk. Drop off a full bag of canned foods to any Northwest Parkway toll booth attendant November 1st through December 8th, and you'll receive a coupon for a free trip on the Northwest Parkway. All items received will be donated to the Food Bank of the Rockies. For more information, log on to am760.net. Cruise for cans and help someone in need with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Alliance Commercial Partners wants to remind you that you can be the life of the party, and it's really easy to do. First, you volunteer to drive. Second, you volunteer not to drink. These simple steps ensure a safe trip for you, your passengers, and other motorists. It's the best insurance policy you can get. Be the life of the party. Be a designated driver. This is from Alliance Commercial Partners in Lakewood. That's Alliance Commercial Partners, showing their concern for the welfare and the future of our community.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. 1-800-700-2474. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-700-2474. That's 1-800-700-2474.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information absolutely free. Just call 1-800-600-1622. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-600-1622. 1-800-600-1622. That's 1-800-600-1622.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 9:50, 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock. High today is 67, AM 760, Progressive Talk. And Jay Marvin along with you. Get the show and podcast at am760.net or IM me at am760.net. Let's go to Ron in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, Ron. How are you?
You're a resident 760 artist. I'm doing okay.
What's going on?
Well, just a couple things. You know, I was going to talk about the Beatles' new record coming out.
Oh, the one that
George Martin put together.
Yeah, the thing called Love?
Yeah, and his son.
Have you heard it?
No, I haven't, but it just came out 2 days ago, and I tried to maybe pick it up on the computer, a little snippet here, snippet there, but I wasn't successful. But it's out. You know, we can go and buy it.
Yeah, I'm undecided on whether to buy it or not, because they say it's chopped up or mashed or whatever the thing is with stuff mixed together, and I don't know.
Well,
how I feel about that.
I feel pretty good about it, because George Martin helped him put those together. I think the integrity is strong. McCartney and Starkey are behind it, and they say it's good.
Well, maybe I should get it.
I'm going to believe them. Richards? Michael Richards?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind. That fella, I thought, was truly, you know, a liberal. Honestly thought he was a liberal. I remember seeing him on Friday night. Remember they had Saturday night, Live from New York, Saturday night, and then they had Live from California. It's Friday night. He was one of those guys. And I always thought he was just a flaming liberal left-winger until this comment. And I didn't see or hear the comment. I'm not having TV, but I heard about it yesterday when I was listening to you. And I heard about it today. Gosh, did I hear about it today. He offended millions of people, not just thousands or hundreds. He's offended millions of people. And I don't know that any kind of apology from him is going to do any good or not. But he's a millionaire. He's set for the rest of his life, making $1 million a show for Seinfeld. He's got everything he needs.
Well, I don't know what his residual is. I mean, I can't.
I think he probably, he could have spent it for sure, but I'm just guessing that he's probably flush. I always liked the guy. You know, I thought he was really funny. He's cracked me up a lot, but I didn't know he was a, you know, prejudice like that. I'm kind of shocked about it. And I heard yesterday you interviewed a fella, a songwriter. He's going to be at Swallow Hill.
Oh, yes, Tom Russell.
Tom Russell, yeah. He sounded pretty good, and he mentioned your artwork, and you got him painting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he any good?
Yeah, he's good. He does good outsider artwork.
Yeah? Are you good?
No. So I don't do it anymore.
Oh, well, I don't know. I looked you up again on the website. So you're still on there. Your painting's still on the website.
Oh, I sent them an email asking them to take them down.
No, they're still there. I saw one. It's all abstract expressionism. But
don't encourage people to go looking for that
stuff.
Oh,
come on, because you're not painting anymore?
No, not at all.
Well, they can look for my stuff. They can look for... Hey, whatever happened to Todd, by the way?
Todd has moved to Chicago.
Oh, so that's not why we're hearing him any longer.
Yeah, that's why he's not here. It's not feasible.
Yeah, I was really willing to trade some artwork with him. He said he wanted to do that.
Well, you can still go to...
You said you wanted to trade some artwork, too. I'm willing to do that with you.
Well, you can go to his website and email him.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that.
And I'm sure he'll answer you.
Do you want to trade out or not?
Do I want to trade artwork with you? I don't think I have any on me to trade. Can I let you know next week? I'll have to go look and ask Mary.
About Christmas, or you can email me or something like that. Like I say, this is Thanksgiving break. I told you I'd give you a call during break. And
yeah, how's teaching school doing?
Well, it's one day at a time, man.
Kind of like radio, huh?
It's like, hey, you were so angry yesterday, I thought I was going to blow a fuse.
I was angry.
Boy, but you kept your job. People still like you.
Well, you know, so what if I hadn't kept it? You know, so what if I hadn't kept it? Who cares?
Who cares?
I got nothing more to prove. Man, I've been doing it since I've been, on and off. I've been doing it since I've been 13 years old, and professionally I've been doing it for 35 years. So, you know what? If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Yeah, but it worked. It got Democrats elected to the House.
Well, I don't know how much of a part of that I was. I think a lot of that has to do with people who were just angry.
You know, we lost, you guys lost down there, and we lost, we got Cuban in up here.
Yeah, he just barely made it, didn't he?
Yeah, Cuban just barely made it by about 500 votes, and she's a lame duck going in there, and they've been making fun of her and all her, just everything she's done, and she missed 7 votes already.
Well,
I mean, she's just...
Someone will run again.
Yeah, well, maybe Trump will run again. I mean, he just barely lost, and... You know, Jay, it's good talking to you. I'm finally glad after all these months I got to say hello.
Yeah, I'm glad you're still out there.
No, I'm still out there, still listening. I listened to you back in the 80s when you were on, or early 90s, and I've listened to Denver Talk Radio since the 70s, 76, when Boyles and who was that red-haired Jewish?
Alan Berg.
Alan Berg. Yeah, I listened to Alan Berg. In fact, you know, curious, just off the cuff, one of the people that ran on his murder was going to school with me at the University of Wyoming. And nobody had suspected her of being, you know, anything like that, prejudice against anybody.
Yeah, that was a terrible, terrible, terrible situation. There are still pictures of him in the building here. In different parts of the building. And you can still talk to Peter about him. And it's terrible. It's terrible what happened to him.
But now, we have the Beatles now. We have
now,
a new
of course,
Beatles
you know,
love album out.
Well, now, of course, now it can never happen because there's too much security here. But never say never. Well, I'll check that Beatles. Beatles love album out. I'm just not real sure how I feel about
it.
Well,
me either. But if, McCartney and Ringo are behind it, I'm behind it. You know, those guys are taking a chance. They could have said no real easily. Could have said no, I don't want to do it, and that would have been the end of it.
Maybe they said yes because there was money in it.
You know, they're both so flush. I don't think they needed the money. I think if they said yes, it was for the ego, because they're outselling Oasis, and Oasis is very angry about that. That's a band over in England.
Right, I know who they are. Yeah. Well, we'll have to see. Maybe I'll go pick it up this weekend and see if it's any good. Tom Waits has got a new CD out too. So
yeah, I'd buy that without hearing anything on it.
Yeah, it's most of his rarities, I think. I'm not sure. I just saw a little blurb on it yesterday, so I'm planning on going and checking that out as well. Ron, have a great Thanksgiving, man.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your audience. We'll see you later.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
All right, is that it for this morning? That's it for this morning. I'm off tomorrow and off on Friday. I'll be back on Monday morning, bright and early at 6 a.m., so we can all shake the cobwebs out of our heads and go, oh, God, is it Monday? You know that feeling, and I always say if Monday could be Tuesday, we'd be a lot happier, but then it wouldn't do any good because Tuesday would be just like Monday. Have yourselves a wonderful, 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 wonderful Thanksgiving, a good Thanksgiving, and let's not forget those who are not here to have Thanksgiving with their families because they're overseas serving the country. We don't want to leave them out. All right, Al Franken is next.
After the accident, it was like 2 years before we settled and started getting my annuity, getting my payments, and things were going pretty good for a while. Then me and Jeff got divorced. And before you know it, the money started getting chopped up. And, well, you know, waiting 15 years for that money just doesn't sound so good anymore. I need that money, and I really need it now.
At J.G. Wentworth, we understand waiting on long-term payments can be frustrating, especially when you need cash now. Structured settlements, annuities, insurance claims. J.G. Wentworth has the expertise to get your money in your hands now. To learn more about your options, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-800-700-2962. We've helped tens of thousands of people get cash and get on with life. For free information, call right now, 1-800-700-2962. That's